The many times that I've moved have been like an overnight thing. Like I'll come home from school and my social worker is there, and then they're like, "Yo, you gotta go."
What?
And there's this term called trash bag kids, and that's where that comes from. Like we would have to move so quickly that we would just throw all our shit in a trash bag, toss it in a van, and then go to our next spot. And that was my life for a long time.
I ain't got no home, I'm just a roaming round. Just a wandering worker, I go from town to town. And the police make it hard wherever I may go. And I ain't got no home in this world anymore.
Merry Christmas. Welcome to Ari Shaffir's Skeptic Tank. I'm Ari Shaffir. If you're listening today on Christmas Day 2017, it's no doubt because you have gotten sick of your family. You thought it was going to be a good idea. You went home. You're like, Mama, Papa, Uncle Tim. You saw everybody so excited. You've been waiting for this. And then you realize pretty quickly, oh, I'm bored. So you turned on your iPod, on your iPhone, opened your Laughable app, and you put on a podcast, a new podcast, Ari Shaffir's Skeptic Tank. But it's nice sometimes to be around family, you know? It's nice to be around them to realize, you know, not just what you hate, but also what you love. Just get back to your roots. It's what Christmas is all about. If I'm not mistaken, it's what Christmas is all about. Not for Jews. For Jews, it's about just hanging out, trying to fill the day. But for Christians, that's what it is, right? You go home, visit your family. Nothing's more important than family. And on today's episode of Skeptic Tank, a man who didn't have a family. So stupid. Monroe Martin joins me today to talk about foster care. His mom, I guess, wasn't as good as your mom, and she did drugs and shit and gave him up. So he grew up in foster homes of all sorts, families and homes, and you know what I like to talk about in this podcast, just shit I don't know about. So Monroe came and told me what it's like being in fucking foster homes. He's a good comic. He lives in New York. He's a good comic. When I started here 4.5 years ago, Monroe was just like of the newer-ish people. I don't know how long he was in, but of that group, he was like, you know, among them, just like normal, just like a young comic. But he's like, I don't know, man, he separated himself. You see him working hard and fucking writing new jokes. He's just like lapped those other guys. It's pretty cool to see. And I asked him to do this fucking podcast, by the way, like two years ago. I was like, hey, can we do a podcast about being a foster kid? And he goes, no thanks. And I was like, oh, all right, well, sure, I get it. And then like a year after that, a year ago, he's like, hey, how come you never asked me on your podcast? I'm like, I did. I took a text that one time. And he was like, oh, I didn't know that was from you. I'm like, yeah, so? He goes, so yeah, I'll do it. I'm like, well, all right. Well, I mean, all right. So we did it. Yeah. Right? Nothing else to talk about that. This episode is brought to you by LCD Sound System, everyone. LCD Sound System, the band that makes taking mushrooms and Molly even better. God, what a fucking concert they put on. What a goddamn great concert they put on. So I saw it once on Molly with my girl and her friend, and then I saw it once on mushrooms with Soder and Michelle and my married friend who's not allowed to fucking be taking drugs with his friends, I guess. So he's not allowed to talk about it. But so stupid. Come on, you guys got to get behind your people. If they want to do something, let them do it. Like, it's not hurting anybody. If they want to do it, let them do it. Fucking come on. Can't do drugs with his friends once in a while. It was great. I think they drop tension a lot where it builds and builds and builds so you're ready to fucking explode and jump up and down. If you like that kind of music, like alt rock, Arcade Fire, to like Black Keys to like Elliott Smith shit, you know, just like anywhere in between there. Or this is like synthier of all that. I didn't even know about him. My friends Eric and Sam, they were it was their favorite band. And I didn't even know about them. Me and Soder in Bonnaroo, they went on and they fucking slayed. We had the perfect spot because we were between like the VIP seating and then the pit. We were right in front of the sound booth. This open area where she fucking Rocky took us in. So we could like move around and there was no bumping into people. Like you could back up away from the fucking gate. Ooh. God damn, that was fun. They blew it away. And then people later were like, yeah, but you were on drugs. Like, yeah, I was on drugs. But Jeremiah Watkins was not on drugs. Also there, also recognizes how much they fucking killed. So I was excited when I heard they were coming to Brooklyn. Real excited. Dude, that one song when that bass dropped, when that fucking like 5 minutes in, Dance Yourself Clean. I think they used the fucking lights as another instrument. So here's what they're going to do for you, LCD Sound System. If you get a chance to go, I think they might be done with America now. But if you get a chance to go in Europe, fucking go. If you like Molly or mushrooms. Mandy, if you're in Europe. That's what they call it there. Mandy. It sort of goes better. MDMA. Mandy. Right? You got to admit sometimes. The colors thing, I'm not behind. It seems like it should be colors. But like, Mandy seems better than Molly as a name. So their songs when I was on Molly, Mandy, that MDMA, that it was like, stuff was cool and great, but it wasn't like like for the Molly. And then their songs, then I was on Mushrooms like a week later. Dan couldn't go because his fucking dad died on that day. The first day we got tickets. So I went twice. I went fucking twice. But there was stuff that I was like, oh, if I was on Mushrooms, this might be different. But I wasn't even like that. I was just enjoying it. But then when I was on Mushrooms, I was like, oh, this shit's written for me right now. Some of that light show stuff. And then some of it, when I was on MD, they also call it that, they blew me away. But then on Mushrooms, they're like, oh, this is still cool, but it wasn't like fun. I'm telling you, they make stuff for whatever you're on. They plan a show, you guys. They plan a fucking show. And these lights are fucking great. They got a disco ball with fucking lasers coming out of it, background lighting, yelling at everybody to turn your fucking phones off and enjoy the show. And man, when that fucking, because they build higher and higher until you're ready for the fucking bass to drop or that beat to drop. And then when it finally does on Dance Yourself Clean, it's like 5 minute build. And when it finally does, all the lights come on, background, lasers, disco ball, boom, and it hits you and you're like, fuck, whoa. I've been dancing all week. Everything's clean on me, you know, that feeling after Mushrooms and Molly. Let's be honest, I did those both together. Everything's clean. Just walk around the city feeling like I'm a goddamn performer in New York, making a living. You know, who was I talking about to today? Sam Morril, someone like that? Oh, somebody. Fuck. I lost my train of thought. No, I lost my train of thought. And it's, oh, that's like, we're fucking in Seinfeld right now. We're doing what Seinfeld did on the show Seinfeld. That's our life. It's great. I'm just walking around like I fucking own this town. It's amazing. That's what Five Fucking Mushrooms does. But they put on a great show. And I started thinking about it too. I started thinking about like, I got to put on a great show every time. So I started, I'm taking people on the road with me this year for the first time, like consistently. It's got to be a good show. Because I'm only on stage for an hour. Show's an hour and a half. That's fucking 33% out of my control. No. I'm bringing a great show. Anyway, let's start the episode, shall we? There was something else I was going to say. About Christmas? I don't know. Oh, this fucking neighbor. I got to deal with these fucking cigarettes. Some neighbor. It's not my upstairs. My upstairs neighbors I know. And they don't smoke. But somebody's smoking and throwing into my goddamn fucking backyard. It's so goddamn annoying. So then I got to go up there. You can't leave a note. If you leave a note, it's passive aggressive every time. Every time. There's no way not to. Imagine this note. Because otherwise you're reading with tone. Imagine this note. Hey, It's your downstairs neighbor, Ari. You know, it, like, how much I say it? It's your downstairs neighbor, Ari. If you don't mind, I know when you throw out cigarettes, you probably don't think about it, but like that actually goes into my yard, and then I got to pick up cigarette butts. So if you could please just throw them away in your toilet or trash can. Okay, now without tone, here's how it goes. Hello, it's your neighbor, Ari. I don't know if you know, but when you throw out your cigarette butts, it goes into my yard. So if you could, please throw them away. That's how that gets read. Everyone's a fucking animal in this town. Of course I could just go up there. But then what if they go, no, fuck off. Because you can look out there. You can see this furniture out there. You're throwing it out there anyway. You're already at the point where you're like, I don't really care about humans who live in my fucking building. You're already be at that point. So you might also be a loose cannon. Vecchione said I should go up there and just like take the offensive. You want me to fucking kick your ass? Like go like one of those people. I don't have that in me. I don't have that in me. I'll go talk to him tomorrow. On Christmas? No, I'm not going to be doing that. I'm making my dad's chulent for Christmas meal. I went over to Jay and Christine's. We're having Christmas fucking lunch. I made chulent. Yeah, let's see how it comes. New crock pot. I'm pretty excited about it. All right, let's start the episode. Ladies and gentlemen, was there anything else? I don't think so. Oh, my dates. I got to tell you my dates. Shows are selling out, you guys. You guys got to get the fuck on tickets. Where is it? Here it is. Shows are selling out. Are you guys doing goals for the new year? I'm doing goals. I had 5 goals last year. I'm trying to do goals again this year. Attainable goals. Nothing crazy. Just like shit you can actually accomplish. All right. The Wandering Jew Tour. It starts January 4th in Athens, Georgia. That's the one. I'm bringing Monroe Martin to open for me in Athens and Asheville. Asheville sold out. Guys, if some of these shows are sold out, I don't really know how it works at like rock clubs. So they might release tickets that day. I assume people bought tickets and then just aren't going to show up. That always happens when you're planning a fucking comedy special taping. You got to prepare for that, for people to just not show up. So you got to oversell and hope. When we did This Is Not Happening, I would like, we'd invite more people in. But I promise them, like, hey, if I can't get you in, I'll give you free tickets to the Comedy Store. You can go down there right now tonight. So it's a pretty good deal, I think. Athens, January 4th, Asheville, January 5th. So show up in Asheville if you don't have tickets, I guess, and see if there's no shows. I guess. I don't know. I don't know how else to do it. Athens, there's still tickets left. Only one show. Then Denver Comedy Works. Denver, we're doing Ari Shaffir's renamed storytelling show. Me, Mark Norman, Joe List from Tuesdays with Stories. Both of those guys have been on the television show This Is Not Happening. Sean Patton has been on This Is Not Happening like fucking, I don't know how many times. Live, I don't know how many times. Like 20? Taping, 4 or 5? Steve Simone, he's also been on a bunch of times. All in Denver. On the 17th and 19th, we're doing stories about chicks, women, Me Toos. What if you guys started getting called Me Toos? What if everyone had a story? Or it reached critical mass where more people had a story than not, and you were referred to as Me Toos. That would have to only be derogatory, right? There's no way to say that with love. Oh, look at all these beautiful Me Toos. No matter what, I believe the Me Toos. Okay. So 17th and 19th, stories about women. 18th and 20th, stories about friendship, friends. I couldn't do drugs. Not enough people have drug stories. Simone doesn't really have drug stories. I don't know if Norman does. But anyway, so come either of those. 17th, 19th is one set of stories. Me too. I'm doing one too. I host. I do one up front if you don't know how it works. And then I tell other stories in between and shit. But like, it's going to be a good time. 17th, 18th, 19th, 20th in Denver. And then my New England run with Joe List opening for me. Joe List is a great comic, by the way. And he's doing a fucking half-hour special on Netflix. Bum 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 bum. I don't know when it's coming out. He already taped it. Joe List, half-hour special, coming at you. No one I've seen has been more ready for a half-hour special on that shit than Joe List. His fucking time was tight already. Just anyway. Connecticut at Foxwoods. We're doing the Fox Theater on the 26th. The 27th, Boston. Boston on the 27th. Two shows at the Wilbur. Both available, but hurry the fuck up and get tickets. And then the 28th in Providence at the Comedy Connection, sold out. We'll probably add a show. I think we'll add a show, but check back on like the first like few days of January. And then Philadelphia, February 1st, 2nd, 3rd. And that's all for now. And then I still have Wise Guys Salt Lake City, Boise will sell out soon. Seattle, March 1st, both shows sold out. You guys got to get on it. You guys got to get on it. Calusa Casino, that's like outside Sacramento. Vancouver, storytelling show and headlining show in Edmonton. Ladies and gentlemen, let's start. Ari Shaffir, Skeptic Tank. What else am I missing? Oh, don't forget to check out the website, AriTheGreat.com. That's where you go for tickets. Boom, 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 boom. That's where you go for tickets. AriShaffir.com. You can get tickets to all the shows. Get that as a last-minute gift for your loved ones. Tickets to a show. That's a good. That's why I got Jay and Christine. All right, let's go. Ari Shaffir, Skeptic Tank, episode 3. Fucking, I have no idea. I think 11, possibly 12. Foster the Person with Monroe Martin. Starts now. Oh, and I'm bringing Jessica Michelle, my daughter, to fucking Helium. I'm telling you guys, I'm going to bring somebody all the time. Somebody I think is funny. I'm like, you gotta give me somebody. It's too hard to rely on a local where it's like, I like giving people chances, but like, sometimes it's not fair to the fucking people paying money. Sometimes they're really good. But I'd rather just like hear somebody funny. Alright. Wait. Foster the Person with Monroe Martin starts now. The person's Monroe. Foster him. You get it? Yeah, I think you did.
Gotta eat, stay on my toes. Got a lot of beef, so logically, I pray on my foes. Hustle is still inside of me. And as far as progress, you'd be hard pressed.
Yeah, but whatever. I mean, it's fine. How long have we gone out with that girl?
This is our second year now.
Damn.
Yeah.
You didn't get her pregnant yet?
Hell no.
What do you do?
What do I do?
Yeah.
I just time it right.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, that's most people's thing.
Yeah.
For sure. Yeah, I did that for the longest time. And then once I got a girl pregnant, but I know I didn't time it right. I know what it was.
You
was
know like, when
it was
that one time. Time it right. It was that one time. It's that time you be like, fuck, I got you.
Yeah. And then I thought like, maybe I'm okay. Yeah. But I should have just been like, no. That was too close.
Yeah. No, I have to be careful. My girl wants a kid.
No way.
She wants a kid.
Would she get an abortion if she got pregnant?
Never.
Oh, my God.
And ever.
You still do it without a condom?
Yeah. All of
you're
her
crazy.
Friends, we live together.
Wow. You're nuts.
I want a kid later in life.
Oh, you're about to get one this in 2018. No, wait, you'll have one in 2019.
2019?
Yeah. You'll have the kid, though, in 2019.
You'll
get pregnant
right.
In 2018.
You're probably right. She wants one.
What are you going to name
no
him?
No problem. Her, if it's a boy, she said Zion. And if it's a girl, I think like Issa or some shit like
how
that.
How about, can I suggest something?
What?
Because you want to honor yourself too and the kid's roots.
I want Monroe.
How about this?
What?
Monroe backwards. Eon Norm. Eon Norm.
What the
Eon Norm, man. Yeah.
Eon Norm?
Eon Norm. Eon Norm.
She wants Issa Monroe. She's Issa. Like Issa Monroe because she likes Issa Rae. She likes that show. Insecure.
She really, right, she really should wait until the show's been on for a few seasons before she suddenly says like,
yeah, I'm like, yo, it didn't win an Emmy. It's at least have 5 seasons before you start naming.
Wait till
kids
we get
after.
To know her. Maybe some shit comes up about her.
Yeah. Yeah.
You remember Steve Garvey?
Steve Garvey.
Yeah. He was a baseball player. He was supposed to be a Hall of Famer. I think he was a catcher for the Padres or something. I don't know exactly, but But then some like weird sexual stuff came up. And I think the sexual stuff that came up with him was just like he cheated a lot.
That's infidelity. Yeah. Yeah, that's not like rape nothing. Or anything like that.
And people are like, nah, I can't be in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, really?
Yeah, and that was time has passed. They should probably revisit Steve Garvey because I remember him being great.
Wait, that's unfair.
That is unfair.
Him Steve Garvey cheating not had nothing to do with his average and his work ethic. That probably actually made him a better player.
Yeah. Is Steve Garvey in the Hall of Fame? That's bullshit. Exactly. It probably made him a better player. What do you think?
They could at least put an asterisk next to his name.
Yeah, they could have. Cheater. Yeah. Steve like, Garvey, cheater.
Because you do steroids, you're still getting the Hall of Fame. Just put an asterisk next to it.
Wow. The reason Steve Garvey... Read it.
The reason Steve Garvey isn't in the Hall of Fame has little to do with baseball because he couldn't live up to the perfect status we assigned him. I don't know who this nigga is, so I never assigned him to anything.
Okay, let's see his
stats. He look like?
I don't know. White for sure. There he is.
Course he'd cheat. And he was probably racist.
He's a good looking guy in L.A.
A good looking guy?
In this 80s. He played through the 70s and 80s.
Oh, he definitely was a racist. And they're like, bud, you cheated.
294 lifetime batting average in fucking 18 seasons. Does he have 3,000 hits? No, he does not. He has 2,600 hits.
Wait, what are we looking at? Oh, okay.
Those are his totals. Cool. 19 years.
It's a long baseball career.
Well, it's actually kind of a... He was never great. He just sort of hit for... Oh, I'm wrong. He got 2 All-Star MVPs. Oh, he's a pitcher?
So wait. So this first is baseman still and third about baseman. Him, his perfect image we assign him. They're talking about his infidelity or they're talking about his stats?
All-Star MVP 20? All-Star MVP 25? What are these awards? Yeah, no, they're saying he should be in except for his infidelity. Led the league in hits 2 seasons. Led the league in grounded double plays 2 seasons. What's AS MVP?
I don't know. I'm not really a baseball All-Star MVP. Guy.
Okay.
Dude, that's fucking crazy.
Yeah, because he cheated a lot.
That has nothing to do with the team.
Yeah. You think it's cheating or you think it's something else? I shouldn't be doing research on air, but I'm just interested in Steve Garvey all of a sudden.
I can't see from there.
What's wrong with your eyes?
I just got, for some reason, I've just been having like terrible like time with adjusting from nighttime to like light inside.
Why? When did that start?
It started maybe like 6 months ago. It's like weird. Like if I'm outside and it's dark and then I'll walk inside, everything is blurry for like 30 minutes.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know what it is.
Do you think you're dying?
We all are dying. I don't know. I think I need a stronger prescription, but I don't want to.
You want to get new glasses? You know you can keep those frames, right?
I know, but I know that bad vision is hereditary. My mom has fucking bifocals, yo. My mom's glasses are like super thick.
I think he just cheated. I think that's all it was.
Then that doesn't count.
Steve Garvey, wow. He wasn't using steroids or growth hormone.
Steroid in that pussy.
The paternity suits. That's it. His paternity suits. People said he fucking he was a their baby daddy.
Oh, so didn't
still man. Okay, deadbeat dad. I guess not in the Hall of Fame because of that. Who gives a shit?
Yeah,
Sean Kemp's in the Hall of Fame, isn't he?
Yeah,
and he has like 50 kids. Although I guess he takes
wait. I didn't know he had a bunch of children.
Sean Kemp's kids could field a team and coach and coaching assistants.
All right, that was always my problem with sports. I felt like, well, it's starting to lean back in towards like where sports figures are like actually giving back to the community and doing something. But we idolize them way too much. Well, we will follow their lives, and if they're not a role model, we'll like penalize them for it. We forget they're from the hood. They're from shitty areas where they didn't have a role model, and the only way out was that sport.
Yeah.
And now they have to undo years of conditioning
to suddenly
to fucking be some role model to some white kids.
White America doesn't like you like this. You're like, well, I'm 19,
yo,
I'm 20. I just got out of fucking, I just got money. Fucking give me a minute.
Yeah, and that, so that annoys me. He's allowed to have as many baby mamas as he want because that's between him and the women who knew about the other bitches he was fucking.
Paternity suits. I wonder if he lost those suits. Even so.
Of course you're going to lose those suits. You're a man. Yeah. You're going to always lose anything
when it
comes.
They take the test, don't they?
Yeah.
I wonder. I bet they're telling the truth, yeah. But still, who gives a fuck?
Dude, man.
It's a Hall of Fame. We're not celebrating family life.
Man. Yeah. Fuck that.
You know what I mean?
I never looked up. I have never idolized a sports player, maybe even a star. I don't idolize those people because we're so far removed from that. It's just like, I don't know what you do in your personal life. I like your music. I like what you bring to my leisure. But the rest of that shit, you can be a rapist, a fucking murderer.
If you look,
yeah,
you're going to find some shit in people you idolize that's going to be like, oh, damn, what? Like you eat caterpillars?
I heard stories about Michael Jordan being a piece of shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he punched Luke Longley in fucking practice for setting a hard screen. He gets up, punches him, and said, where's that in the game? Jordan Rules, there's a whole book about what a cunt he was.
Who wrote the book?
Rick Riley, maybe? I don't know. Somebody wrote the Jordan Rules. It was big. Yeah. And it was about how he would gamble with his teammates.
Didn't his dad die because of his gambling debts or something like that?
That's what a lot of people say.
Yeah.
And I won't deny it.
Dude, I don't know. But we idolized.
Yeah, they said because they weren't even robbed. It was like, he just wound up dead on the side of the thing. They were like, how come you're not paying your debts? He goes, I'll pay you fuckers eventually. And they're like, hey, it's been 2 weeks.
And then you
give me the $1 million. Yeah. It's like, we don't fuck around, man.
Dude, that's fucking crazy, man.
Yeah. And then his dad, I think his last words, you should play basketball again. And so then he came back from.
He's like, stop with this baseball shit.
You're not good. Even for the minor leagues. You're not even a bad major leaguer. That would be embarrassing.
Yeah, you suck. Please go back. Because he played baseball to please his dad.
Hey, Michael, remember this other thing you can also do quite well? You should do that thing because you're quite good at it.
That people said you were great at? Go back.
Go back. Ruin the Wizards.
Yeah.
So you don't follow sports at all, huh?
I like basketball over most sports, but I don't like follow the players or anything.
Hey, did you ever go back and listen to Third Base?
Yeah. They're actually dope though.
They're really?
Yeah. I have the Cactus album on my fucking phone.
Yeah, that's the one.
And I was like, yo, they spitting. That's some shit.
Yeah. It wasn't bad. And it wasn't that stupid brag rap or whatever.
No, it wasn't. But everybody's doing that shit and it's so annoying. It's like I'm not listening to you so you can tell me you're better than me and fuck me. I'm your consumer, you piece of shit.
Yeah,
that's like comics. If comics just started going up, my life is so much better than yours. I get so much pussy. I've been saving my money. That shit ain't funny. People like to be shit on.
A job that's worse than mine?
Yeah.
Good luck with that. Yeah, that'd be hilarious. Just bombing.
I'm pretty sure there's a comic out here who's killing with that shtick right now. Just, I'm better than you type shit. I'm pretty sure.
I think people have that, the fake one.
Yeah.
Like General Tosh, like the fake anger.
Yeah.
But not in a real way like rappers do. Brag rappers do it. They're not like joking.
Oh, no, they're serious.
Yeah. Juicy J jokes a little bit.
Juicy J, I let him slide. That nigga 42.
Yeah. He's like being serious, but it's not like legit bragging. He's like, I know my life is fucking dumb.
Yeah. He's a 42-year-old man rapping about the same shit that 15-year-olds talk about.
Want to do.
Yeah, that want to do.
College chicks.
I want to, I'm going to fuck this college chick and put a bunch of money in my face. It's like, it's stupid.
He's just a clown. What was that rhyme he had about, I don't have any kids because you can't get mouths pregnant?
I don't remember that. The only Juicy J album I listened to was his first solo album.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It was called, I'll get it later.
If you could get a mouth pregnant, I'd have tons of kids. Something like that.
Yeah.
What was his first one? You don't know.
I don't know.
Of that stuff.
Dude. I don't know. I don't listen. I try not to listen to as much rap anymore just because it's like I don't want to feel bad when I'm trying to feel good. I'm trying to work out. And then all of you fuckers are just talking about you're better than me. Everybody fucking the same. Everybody's fucking Amber Rose and trying to fuck Rihanna.
I don't get her at all.
Dude, I don't fucking get it. She's hot.
I don't even think so.
You don't think she's hot?
No.
She's hot as shit.
She's a freak.
Yo, she's hot as shit.
She looks like a freak. Like she was made in a fucking Photoshop
movie. She is bad as
Amber
fuck.
With the gigantic hips and the bald head.
Gigantic hips.
And the bald head, that one?
And the bald head. She got the blonde hair.
The tiny blonde hair.
The tiny little nut hairs on her hair.
Sam Tripoli's into her from Punch Drunk.
She's fucking dope. She's the shit.
Amber Rose.
But everybody's been up in that.
Right. So it's like you're not going any uncharted territory.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that girl.
Yeah, she's dope. There's nothing wrong with her.
I am just not seeing
Yeah,
it.
I don't know what's wrong with you.
She looks, first of all, white. I mean, that right there looks like
she's
a white.
She's mixed, though, I think. I don't know. She's from Philly. She's probably one of those chicks who
How did she become
is
famous?
White and then dating rappers Christ, and man. Stuff. And she was a stripper in Kanye.
Oh, she was a stripper. I mean, that's a great body with the clothes on.
Yeah, Kanye brought her to the forefront.
He's like, check out the super hot girl. Oh, there he is. Bring her to the forefront.
Mm-hmm.
He's bringing her to the forefront right
yep,
there.
Yeah, right picture. There. And then at she the dated movies. Wiz Khalifa for a while. Now she's with 21 Savage.
I don't know that one. That's
21 how, Savage that's how far is down a. She's dropping. He's a young hair. Rapper. He's ugly as shit.
Grow some fucking hair.
Dude, it nah, looks she weird. Was, she is perfect.
I mean, how can you say perfect when she has no hair?
That is that all in.
I'm just saying
hair doesn't okay, make the woman.
Okay, but I'm just saying this. You're saying perfect, and I'm saying perfect means there's no room for improvement. And you know what improved this a little bit?
Hair?
Even a little bit? Even a little bit?
Nah.
You think she'd be just as good or worse with hair?
I think with hair, she'll look just as good.
Wow, that's bold.
Yeah.
I mean, that looks like a hot girl right there.
Yeah.
Because you can't see that. Oh, wait. Oh, a little freakish.
Nah, maybe you just because you got short hair and you don't like that shit. You don't like women with short hair.
I've had long hair.
Yeah,
you got short hair.
I keep it. This is like the length right here.
I like when you get your hair to the length where it gets like nappy.
I like that.
When you leave it a little too long, yeah, it gets, like, you leave oh, it. Homeless-y.
It's fucking great. I wish I can grow a beard. I cannot grow a beard for shit. I'm trying to do that. Like they let the hair grow out, get a little nappy, get it shaped up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you get it trimmed in perfect. I envy black hair for that.
Yeah.
Where it looks like just like trims fucking just great.
At first, like I think growing first up, week. I would have like white hair envy because I would always just have a low Caesar, just a low regular haircut. And you see all these white boys with like comb overs and shit. Then as I got older and then I started seeing a different type of black hairstyles, I'm like, oh, we got some shit too.
Yeah. Yeah. You can't really do like. You can't do some things for sure.
Yeah.
But the wind doesn't fuck with you, really.
Yeah, it don't. We don't have to worry about always, unless we put on a hat, we don't have to always worry about reshaping our shit and putting pomade in it. Our shit is good to go.
Yeah. We got that problem. But then you guys have that brush that with like the thousand
bristles. The hairbrush. My girl doesn't know what the fuck it does.
It just like evens everything out, right?
She don't know. It depends. If you're brushing the sides down, it flattens your hair. It makes it a little bit more wavy. It just makes it neat. And she'll stare at him and she goes, I don't know what the fuck. Isn't that something you use on your shoes? Our girl's Colombian, like so her hair is like long and curly.
So she would never be able to use
it. She doesn't fucking get it. She's like, I don't know what the hell you're doing to your hair. It looks the same.
I'm intrigued by it. But it does even shit out. I saw the guy one of the guys at the stand doing it. The door guys. And I was like, he's like, Chuck, I forget who, but using it.
Yeah.
Not the stand, sorry. Seller.
Oh, I think I know what you're talking about.
It wasn't Calvin. I'm trying to think who it was. But anyway, he was like, no, look. And he's like, here,
I'll only do this. It's a big light skinned guy.
And he just
talking
did one
about
side.
Trev.
Yeah, Trevor. Yeah, the rapper. Yeah. And I was like, oh, yeah. One side's even, one side's not. Okay.
That shit works, man. Put a wave cap on, get some waves.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, I went to Harlem and it's so fucking nice now.
Man, I wanted to move to Harlem.
Really?
Yeah, I wanted to move to Harlem. Right now, I live in Jackson Heights, but I wanted to live in Harlem. But my girl she works close to her job. So that was the trade off. She was like, and our area is fucking dope.
Where does she work?
She works for
in Jackson Heights.
She works in what's this shit called? I don't want to say Flushing. Fresh Meadows.
Mm-hmm.
Fresh Meadows.
At the Fresh Meadows?
No, Fresh Meadows is the area in Queens. She's a sonographer. She does like ultrasound and shit.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that's like a legit job.
Legit. Stays the hell out of my hair. Don't ask me how comedy is going. All that shit.
It's so fucking weird.
Yeah.
It's so fucking weird when it's like, you just have a life?
Like, you need that though.
Yeah.
You need that as a comic. To always stay connected to people in the regular world, because if we're just so engulfed in comedy shit, we have nothing to feed off of. At least that's my mentality in comedy. If I'm always doing comic shit, what can I bring to the stage? Well, how can I talk to the people?
Yeah, no, yeah. I'll give you that.
That's why I always, when I see you fucking traveling and I comment under your picture, I mean it. I go, I wish I could fucking do that.
Where are you going to go next? You got it. You got
It's the simple places, Mexico, Colombia, and I think.
When are you going to Colombia? Do gigs or just go?
Just to go.
Yeah, there's no real gigs in Colombia.
Yeah. Bro. I don't speak a lick of Spanish.
Yeah, they'd have to be expats, I guess.
Yeah.
Some of those gigs in the small communities like that, where you're just playing for expats, is like it's enough to get you a couple days hotel room, and like $500 to get you a hotel the next day or 2 days later.
That's all you need.
Yeah, and you're like, okay, now I can be here for free on this, you know?
Yeah,
you did a China run, right?
I did a China run. That shit was fun.
And Hong Kong.
Yeah, I broke even basically, but that was the agreement. I was I think they reached out to my agent and they was like, oh, there's really no money. And I go, do I got to come out of pocket for anything? They was like, no. I was like, then let's fucking do it. I don't give a shit.
Yeah. And meet some people too that are going to take you around. It's like, oh, cool. Some people speak English.
I legit had fun.
Yeah.
I had a good fucking time. There are way too many white people in China.
There's a lot of, in Shanghai and Hong Kong.
There's a lot of white people. Like crazy. I never went to Hong Kong. Just Shanghai.
Just Shanghai you did?
Yeah. Well, I did Shanghai, Beijing, Suzhou, Chaozhen, whatever
it is. Yeah, you did all Turner those. And what's his name?
Yeah. Right? So many white people. Like, I was at the show, like, where are the fucking Asians at?
Although I've heard that the white women there, because there are tons of it, when we're joking, it's still like 98% Asian. But there's like an expat part of town.
Yeah.
It's like they're all here. Yeah. But the Suzhou, there's no whites.
At the shows,
maybe, but that's it.
At the shows, yeah. But like when I was walking around, it was fucking, it was like walking around with headphones on because I couldn't understand what the fuck was being said.
Just, you can't even come close. It's not even Spanish, you can understand a word here or there.
Yeah, that. Yeah. I was like, I don't know, what the fuck?
Did they look at you crazy because you're black and tall?
People took pictures of me.
Yeah, right?
I had a joke about it, how somebody was like, LeBron. I'm like, They called me LeBron. So I made a joke about it. But they people really thought I was fucking famous. Like sneaking pictures. Like there's this
right? Market. They do that. They go underneath and try to snap them when you're not looking.
Yep.
As if you're a celebrity.
We were at this. I think me and Turner had got me this chaperone dude. And he was showing me around this marketplace thing. And I'm walking around and people are legit just right in my face. Camera phone right in my face. And taking selfies with me.
Yeah.
Shit was hilarious.
Dude, we shut down one of those little markets. Those outside market things are fucking cool.
Yeah.
We shut one down in Myanmar. Yeah. It's a town that people don't go to. Mm-hmm. And as we walked, every store or shop just stopped and came out and hugged my friend Derek.
Really?
Took pictures. And then we just kept, and then the people up ahead didn't know. And as we walked towards them, they all stopped.
And they just
Yeah, it was a wave of not working.
Dude, it's fucking dope, and it's not like that feeling where if you're in the wrong neighborhood, somebody looking at you you're dangerous. They're like, we don't get this.
Inquisitive.
Take a fucking picture. It's like snow.
Yeah.
It's
Can I show my friend that you were here?
They're like, come on, you gotta. Dude, yeah. That shit was fun, man. I want to go back. Same thing in Italy.
I went
to Italy. Same thing in Italy. Well, he ended up being there. I went with my boy Jared, who's not a comic, and then Menuhin, who was a comic. I wish.
You went to Italy with Jared from Subway?
Yeah. You get your own room.
Dude, if all your vacation pictures are just kind of ruined, it's like, fuck it. Jared and that. No, but the point is the Eiffel Tower. Don't look at Jared all the time. Quit coming on Jared. We're at the Eiffel Tower.
Dude.
Oh, that's Paris.
That's Paris.
Did you go to Leaning Tower of Pisa?
Huh?
Did you go to Leaning Tower of Pisa?
That's also Paris.
No, I ain't. That's got to be Italy. Leaning Tower of Pisa.
I didn't see that. I swear that was
I thought that's Rome.
I also thought that was a French thing, too. Pisa?
Pisa.
That sounds French.
It sounds like pizza.
Let's see.
How many letters do you think we have to put in there? Lean. If I put the I think it's
I. What's this?
The entire pizza.
Yeah.
First one. I'm going to stand by. Italian city of Pisa.
Oh, shit. We're both stupid.
No, we're not. I said Italy.
You said Italy.
You take it away from me.
You're right.
Maybe Rome.
I'm fucked up. No, we didn't do that.
It's all right.
We squandered this trip on partying.
Oh, really?
That's all we did. We went down. We were staying in Milan near Duomo, near the church area. We walked by there for a picture, and then we just like, where the bitches?
And they just kept going. Yeah.
Yeah, and every night we got dressed up, and we went to go party.
I don't mind that. If it's a good party scene, then fucking go there to party.
I feel like you, at least with me, like, that was, like, my first time traveling.
Yeah.
But I feel like when you travel with your homies, it's not a culture trip. It is a let's get fucked up and, like, wake up in, like, strange.
I did a lot of that, though. Yeah. I did a lot of that, just drinking. Like, like almost the first, well, no, not Myanmar didn't have much. But, like, a few times there, definitely. But, like, I feel like it was Thailand just gets fucked up.
Yeah.
You know, and Laos.
Yeah.
Or Northern Laos. It's just
I want to do all that shit.
I was trying. You were the one who made me, like, when I heard you were going, it was too late. I was like, oh, you gotta go to, like, I think I even said you want to go to Hong Kong or Korea or something. And you're like, yeah, but I was like, fucking, you already had your flights.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to get those guys all together, like, everyone who runs a scene.
Yeah.
So, like, for, like, Turner and Curtain or whatever, like,
well, Turner, you guys don't do it no more.
I know.
It's Andy.
I know, but, like, when you bring somebody out, say, hey, we're thinking of bringing you out.
Yeah.
Would you, like, before we even get this started, would you, like, tag on Korea? You know, Myanmar, fucking Phnom Penh. Like, what cities do you want?
Yeah.
And we'll just tack them on the front of the end.
Dude,
but those gigs won't pay much, but you can be out there for a week.
I don't care if it don't pay much. All I need is, even when I do the road, I go, my thing is, as long as the hotel and the travel are paid, I'll figure it the fuck out.
Yeah. You know? Those gigs pay the Southeast Asian comics or Asian comics to come out. So, like, they'll fly you from Hong Kong to Cambodia for, you know, $60. They're not going to pay $1,000 to fly anybody from America. Their scene is too small.
Yeah.
But they'll pay you $200 and 2 days hotel room and the flight from one country to another.
Yeah.
So as long as, like, Shanghai gets you over there.
Yeah. They did that with the or Japan. I don't know if the guy does that anymore. The Hawaii guy. You ever did the Hawaii show? Sean Price?
I
think
his
last name is Price or Pierce. He's a super cool dude. He just moved back here. But he does a Hawaii show, and he books a rock venue, and he fucking sells it out.
Really?
And it is fun. And he'll have you over there. You only do one show, and he'll have you over there for 4 days.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, where? Honolulu, probably?
Yeah. And it was fucking fun. And,
dude, that would go to Hawaii first.
We rented a car, and we were just, like, everywhere on the island.
Did you rent a scooter in China?
No. I wanted to. Yeah. I wanted to, but there's so much fucking traffic. And when I learned that if you get hit by a car, they're going to make sure you're dead. They will back up over you and fucking crush you because they're not trying to pay him medical bills for the rest of your fucking life. And I'm like, nah, I almost got hit by a scooter just walking on the sidewalk because they're allowed to, they got the scooter lanes on the sidewalk.
Dude, crossing the street in those countries is an adventure.
Yeah.
You see them coming, like, where's the opening? And then you have to wait for a local to start walking. You just you ever use them as a blocker?
Yeah.
Just
I do
like
that. I do that here.
Where it's like, you must know.
I do that here. And I tweeted about that. Somebody called me racist. I was like, my only insurance plan is to cross the street when white women are crossing the street.
Because they don't get
like,
hit.
I walk on the opposite side of white women when they cross the street. Side. Let them get hit. Or they won't get hit. That car to keep fucking going.
Dude. Nobody hits a white woman.
Nobody hits a white woman. Dude.
All right. Let me talk about this Foster shit about
Let's talk
life.
About some Foster shit,
okay, because I just want to, like, how did you get, like, where did you start with all that? You were born. I know. It's a fucking heater.
Yeah.
Man.
I'm like, you got a cat trap back there?
I can open it up all the way, or I don't know. That seems like, of heaters in New York, that's one of the less aggravating ones.
No, we got our shit that just, it starts making this banging noise.
Clang.
Clang, 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 clang.
Yeah.
That's what we get.
That is way worse.
Yeah, so you lucked out. This just sounds like you stepped on a fucking angry cat or some shit.
It'll make you turn around, but it's like, wake you up in the middle of the night.
Yeah, no, we got that shit. Clang, clang, clang. Answer your question. I got in the foster care. I like how I'm saying I got in the foster care like it's improv like or some shit.
I just discovered Marilyn Manson.
I got in the foster care. I took a couple classes at UCB.
A couple friends were into it. Yeah.
My mom was on drugs, and my dad at the time, he AWOL'd from... I think he was in, like, the Army or... No, he was a Navy SEAL. He AWOL'd, and you're now, like, you're a criminal once you AWOL. So my dad started selling drugs to, like, make money.
Because you couldn't do anything in the books.
You can't do anything on the books.
He left the Army?
He left the army, never told me. Me and him talk here and there, what? But I just can't really like talk to him. I still talk to my mom. That's my mom. But my dad is like, I haven't seen you long in so long. Like, yeah. My mom is always there in a way. Like, every foster home I was in, I would get to see her like once a month.
Oh, she'd come visit?
She'll come visit, or I'll go visit her. Or whatever, but he AWOL'd, started like committing crimes and shit, sold drugs.
Where?
In Philadelphia and DC. We was back and forth between like Philly, Baltimore, and DC area because that's where he's from.
Based on the crack market?
The crack market. I guess based on the crack market.
Selling really well in Philadelphia.
It was like, yo, right now, Philly hot. But everybody was moving further south to sell drugs. Like, if they sold drugs, they would move, like, to Baltimore. They would move to D.C. They would move to Virginia. And they started moving further south. That's just the way it goes. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
everybody
sure.
from up north started selling drugs back in, like, those areas and stuff like that. So then my dad got arrested and went to jail. My mom, at the time, we were, like growing up, we still never had a place to live. Like, even like when that was going on, it was never like a situation where it's like, oh, I have my own space, my own room. Like, we were always staying with my grandma.
You were just staying with your mom?
Staying with my mom, who was living with my great grandmother.
How old were you when your dad went AWOL?
I would say, I don't even know. I know I went into foster care at 7.
So you were probably like, when he went to the army, you were probably like 5, 4?
Probably.
Something like that. Okay, yeah. So kid.
Yeah, I was like little.
And then your mom, what was she on?
My mom was on whatever popular drugs there were back in that day, drugs, alcohol. And she would just like leave for long periods of time, leave my grandmother, my great grandma, who at the time was probably in her early hundreds. So,
really?
Yeah, your she was old.
Grandmother?
My great grandmother.
What happened to your grandma? Was she on
my
crack?
Grandma? No, was my grandma's like fine. Okay. No, look, grandma hooking? No. My regular grandma was good too, but she, like, me and her talked, and she was just like, I already raised my family. I already had, because it's her, and it was my mom, and then my aunt who ended up passing away in 2013. Yeah. 2013, it was them two, and then my grandma remarried, and she took on my grandfather's kids. So she was just like, I'm not raising any other kids.
But
so
she was raising other kids.
She, like, after they got older, like, once they got out the house, she was like, my day of being a parent is over. So what she was a churchgoer. She was like a heavily go-to-church type of woman. So what she did was she called child services because she heard a lady at the church go, this is like a better situation until my mom, her daughter, gets her life together. So my grandmother put us in foster care thinking that it was a temporary thing because in foster care, a social worker will work with the parent to rehabilitate you and all that stuff. But my mom never got her shit together.
She just kept doing whatever.
She was off and on. Yeah.
She go to rehab?
She'll go to rehab, get better, and then...
Did she ever get you back?
No. She had an opportunity to. Well, she got my sisters and stuff back. But when the opportunity came up, it was at 16, and I was already well into like my foster care career at this point. And I seen that how my mom is, right? I was already a vet in the game. I was already kind of able to think for myself. And I seen like my sisters and my mom living together and they didn't really get along.
Yeah.
And my thought was, well, they're still strangers. Like, we never lived with my mom. She doesn't know us. We don't know her well enough to give her that respect that she wants off the bat. And I was like, I'm not going to put myself in that situation. And I decided to stay in foster care until I was able to age out. And they put me in this program called Supervised Independent Living, where they'll pay for your apartment until the age of 21. And I was like, I'm going to do that. So I literally stayed in foster care from 16 to 19, and then got my own place.
Why did you get your own place even then?
Because I was too young. I would have had to have a baby or be emancipated.
Wait, I thought when you're 20, they pay till you're 21.
They pay till you're 21, but you have to go in. If you're a woman with kids, then you go in at like 17. And if you're a guy and your situation isn't dire, then the age to go in is at 18 and 19. And I went to 18.
And then you went and got, oh, I'm sorry. When you say got your own place, you mean got
they one gave of me these my places. Own places okay, okay. until the age of 21, but they actually stretched it until 22 for me.
Really?
Yeah.
That's fucking sweet. Where did they put you up? It was sweet.
I stayed in this place in Philadelphia called near Elkins Park, which is like Cheltenham area. And nigga, I had bunnies and shit on my grass.
Really?
They fully furnished the apartment. There was a complex nigga, with like bunnies grass. On my grass. They had bunnies. Fucking bunnies and all that shit. A couple of Eagles players used to live like a couple blocks over in like really? Big ass mansions. And then I started comedy.
It seems weird to me that you're all alone for your whole childhood, and now they're like, now when you should have a roommate and a family, they're like, no, you can still now you get to be alone on your terms.
Yeah, that was the best thing to happen because I did the foster care thing, I did the group home thing. I think I was in more group homes than foster homes.
What's the difference?
Group homes are big residential facilities. At least the ones like I stayed in. Like a dorm college style, like. 300 kids, different age ranges, and you're broke up into different cottages. You eat at the same time. You go outside at the same time. You go to school at the same time. There's trips. It's very institutionalized.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, okay. All right. That just sounds like a boarding school.
Yeah, but there was even shit in there. Like, I had, like, one of my favorite staff members. I remember this growing up. I think I told Big J this. He was like, dude, how are you not a murderer? One of my favorite staff members at place, can I say the name of places? Yeah, sure. A place called Friendship House, killed his wife and killed himself.
No way.
Yeah. And he was like one of the best staff members there.
What?
Yeah. Black guy, big dude, had dreads. He taught us how to play rugby and shit. And he was like no bullshit type of guy. Like,
really?
He was like, yo, we don't fuck around this and the third, but he was like depressed and like we had to go to his fucking closed casket funeral.
He shot himself in the face.
Shot himself and killed his woman and killed himself.
What did he do it for?
We don't know, man. There's a lot of, we used to have fucking staff members like, because you got to take medicine. If you're in a residential facility, you're on medicine.
What do you mean?
So the residential, the group home, there's just kids. Yeah, but there are rarely kids there who they don't go, yo, he has a behavior issue. So what happens is that's like the biggest money thing where they'll go, all right, well, we'll, like, I don't know how it works, but we all get seen by a psychiatrist and we all are given some sort of antidepressant, some anti ADHD medicine. Everybody's on medicine.
What?
I was on shit for,
really?
ADHD. And then the ADHD medicine made me depressed. So then I had some shit that'll, like, was for my depression. So I was literally, there's little cups with like three pills in it. And then that made me pee the bed. So then I had to take nose spray to stop me from peeing the bed.
Oh, you're lucky you had that nose spray.
Fucking nose spray.
I didn't have that shit. I just peed the bed.
You just peed the bed?
Yeah.
And every night I had to fucking do two squirts in my nose.
Oh, you have no idea how easy you had it.
Yeah. And staff, and that would make you stop. Steal.
Really?
Staff used to steal the kids' medicine.
Oh, right. Oh, yeah. No.
And sell it.
I mean,
I could see
that happening.
Yeah. They used to be like, yo.
And who's going to complain? These fucking kids with no families?
Exactly. The kids aren't complaining. They're like, well, I don't have to take this pill. So what they would do was we would have to like if the staff was cool with you and he's the one that's like getting the medicine and shit, what he would do is, because we had to take it in front of the nurse, and then the nurse will make us fucking open our mouths and but the staff,
really?
The gums, but some kids were good enough with like lodging it in the back of their throat and then coughing it up and then putting it in a napkin, and then he would take those.
They sell that?
And they sell that.
Ugh. Shit.
Yeah.
Almost mint condition.
There were staffs who got in trouble for that shit.
Would you buy a bottle of, if you were into pills,
mm-hmm.
would you buy some pills that were like, hey, we got this. We took them off fucking kids in homes. Most of them don't need
it. If I was a drug addict, fuck yeah.
Not a drug addict, but like you liked pills.
If I was a pill popper, hell yeah.
You would.
I'd be like, it's like a used phone.
I'd be like, they're stealing anyway.
Yeah, like whatever. Lightly used, you cough it up. Only thing that's missing is the fucking milligram and shit engraved in it.
Oh yeah, it just doesn't have it in tinfoil.
Yeah.
Just like, trust me, there's a Vicodin.
Yeah, just like, trust me, believe, wait, shit, I got it mixed up.
Dude, I found a pill once in my stuff. I was moving, and I was like, what? Somebody gave it to me. I don't know. And then I was like, what is this? I put it on the internet. Like, does anybody know what this is? And somebody's like, that's it. You know what? I bought it because I wanted, what's that fucking shit that gets you to clean your apartment?
Oh, Adderall.
Adderall.
Yeah.
And I was like, is this Adderall? Do you know how many grams that is? That's what I asked. And how much to take if I want this? And somebody's like, dude, that's, it was like the opposite of one. Yeah. It was like a downer.
Damn. It was like
a Vicodin or something like that.
Adderall.
And I'm like, I wouldn't get anything done.
Yeah. Nah, fuck that.
Yeah. You got to be careful.
You got to be careful. I don't even do, dude, I had to get surgery on, I had to get like, surgery, like testicular surgery, not cancer. It's just called, I forgot what the fuck it's called, varicocele. And they gave me a bunch of Oxycontin. And I was like, nope.
You won't even get it.
I was like, nah.
But you sold it or gave it to friends, right?
Nah, it's still in my house.
Dude, I know
couldn't make a killing.
Who would love that?
There's 20 Oxys in there.
For sure, Gomez would buy a bunch from you.
That's $100 a pill, if I'm
really
not mistaken. Out of guess, I don't know how much to sell that shit for.
I don't know, but we can find out.
Yeah.
Dude, for sure you should sell that. Why not make some money?
Nah, because then that shit is labeled back to me.
No, it's not. Either you sell the whole bottle, just pull your name off it after you sell it to them. How much are... How far do you have to go? O?
Yeah.
X, you think it'll get
O-X-I.
There?
O-X-I. As soon as you put that, watch.
No, O-X-I.
Yeah. Because it's oxycodone, right?
Is it I or...
I thought it was...
How much are oxycodone? Yeah, you're right. Oh. Why? Oxycodone pills.
$50 a pill. Whew. That's 20.
EJ, 30 milligram pill of oxycodone can cost as much as 50, but usually costs 30. That means you could easily sell them for 25. And how much you have in there?
I got like 20.
Yeah, man. 25 cents. That's $1,000.
Yo, Christmas is almost here.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know, man. They still at my house.
I might be doing that wrong. But yeah, for sure. I used to give them to like friends who were like way into it.
Yeah.
I'd be like, Happy Christmas. It was the same thing. It was like, Merry Christmas. Here's your shit.
Yeah, I wish. I'm like, nah.
Such an enterprising Jew. I can't live without double checking the math. 20 of them times 25. $500. I was way off.
Yeah, that's a Xbox. That's an Xbox One X.
Just because you manned up for your surgery.
Yeah. But that's how much. You understand, I was on medicine since I went into foster care.
What they put you on?
What, in foster care? Yeah. I was on Ritalin.
Ritalin, sure.
I was on
sure.
Xanax. Is it Xanax? Xanax is antidepressant shit, correct?
Xanax, is it?
I was on something for antidepression.
Wellbutrin?
I was yes. Me and my sister was on Wellbutrin.
That's a big
Wellbutrin.
One. A lot of people take that one.
I thought it was called Wellbutrol or some shit like that.
Maybe that's like a different brand.
Yeah. Man. Me and my sister both was on that shit, and then the nose spray thing, and then there was one other thing. And then I remember staying at my grandmother's house, and my grandmother, like, I think this was like a weekend visit, and I would have to take these pills twice a day, and she just opened up these vials, and she was like, you know what, fuck this, I'm not giving you this. She's like, I'm not giving you any more medicine. And she fought to get me off medicine. She didn't fight to get me out of foster care. She fought to get me off medicine. Yeah,
because she wanted the pills for herself.
No. No, I guess she just felt like it made me like a zombie. Like, I was just legit. I remember like going over on Christmas and my sister and my cousin ripping and running, and I'm like in one spot taking a toy apart that they gave me, like literally unscrewing it or breaking shit off, and they're like, what the fuck is up with him? Yeah,
just very slowly, methodically,
just like taking it apart. Like, I used to get in so much trouble, just like here, I would take shit apart and put it back together, and she was like, no, I'm not having you be on this shit no more.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
But
I took Ritalin for a little bit, and there was like, just a little bit though.
Man.
But the fact that they put everybody on it, were there like gangs or like in the group homes?
There's another thing I told Big J, it was funny, and I was like trying to get this story right for your show back when you were doing it.
Yeah.
But I just couldn't get it right. So this is also a residential style group home, and I walked in I think I was like maybe like 10, 11 at the time. It was either 10, 11, or 12. It was, I remember that age. I think it was 12. I walked. We had communal showers. Everybody had to take a shower at the same time.
Yeah.
And what we did was the kids who didn't.
Well, this is when you're trying to get right for the one at Union Hall?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, the drawing for your actual for the show. Like TV when one. You, this is not okay. happening, the TV one. Everybody would get up at the same time, which was like breakfast was at 7, and then we went to school at 8. So everybody got up at 6 and went in the shower. And I remember always trying to beat the rush because there's 12 showers, and you go, you shower, communal thing, and then we went by wing. That's how many kids were in the cottage. We went by like wing one, wing two, wing three. I think there was 4 wings.
All go use the bathroom.
And go. All had to go. So wing one would go, and you go. Everybody gets like a 15-minute shower to come banging on the door. Get out the shower. Everybody had to go in. So I remember getting up early this day and going into the bathroom just to beat the shower rush because I don't like showering with 12 other kids. And seeing like 2 boys in the shower and both of their feet facing the same way. And
no way.
I was just like, in my immaturity at the time was just to flick the lights on and off and yell, ew, y'all gay. But like, I seen it.
As a kid, that's what I was like, oh my God.
Like, holy shit. Like, I was like, yo.
You don't think they're just like playing leapfrog or something?
No. And I knew who it was too.
Who?
I'm not going to say his
name.
Can't
out them.
Yeah, I can't out them. But it was somebody who actually was a bully to me. Because I would get bullied. I wasn't this big.
How'd you know from his feet?
Because the shower curtains, he had red. It was a black kid with like a light-skinned black kid who had like red hair. He's like a natural red hair. So redhead. So it's
Blake
a
Griffin
curtain.
Style.
Yeah. So it was a curtain and you see the feet and you can see the top of the head. And all I seen was like the head. And
fucking
then the
gay Dave.
And I was just like, yo.
Gay bully Dave.
And I was like, flick the lights on and off. Like, yo, gay, ew. And then ran. And I was like, and I told Jay, he was just like, do you understand how fucked up that is as a kid for you to see?
Yeah. And imagine if you're like, let's go to the shower. It's the only place we can be free.
Yo.
It's gay kids. We're fucking. It's like, they just start all of a sudden, flop, 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 flop. You're gay. Oh, fuck. Do you think he knows? Yeah, man.
Yeah.
That's not a coincidence.
Why would he fucking flick the light on and off and then yell, ew, y'all gay, and then run out?
Ew.
But I would, man, there was like a lot of that. There were gangs. There were a lot of that going on.
That means if you beat the rusher, just stepping in that jizz.
Yeah. Dude. There was a lot of that going on.
There must have been a lot of gay fucking.
There was a lot of it because these weren't facilities where they were co-ops. Like, the girls were in a whole nother cottage, like further up the road. And like they would have like girls and guys who would like run away and sneak off in the woods and go like fuck each other and shit like that.
Yeah.
But most of the time, there were like guy on guy action, and there was that. You had kids beating each other up. I've seen so many kids get knocked unconscious, like fight.
Just like
devil.
Fights.
Yeah, that was the thing. Remember when like trying to break somebody? I don't know if you remember, but trying to break somebody's jaw was a trend at one point. Like kids would just square up with each other and like just like try to break each other's jaw. Or like try to knock each other unconscious. You had that.
No, Jews fight like in a more of a tussle.
Uh huh.
Like, yeah,
you don't want
clothes.
Your yarmulkes to fall off.
Maybe you get behind somebody's head and then you're like, oh, now I got you. But there's never like punches associated with that.
Nah, there
you
was like some
down.
Punches. And then staff. The staff used to, there was like staff who like broke people's arms and legs and shit. Like they would like put us in like these like. Wrestle restrain holds and shit like that. Yeah. But like they will put you in like full on choke holds or half Nelsons or like bend your arm behind your back. Like one of the most proper restraints that they did, and then I think they outlawed it, was when they'll just slam you on the ground and they take both of your hands and they'll like put them behind your back and like push up. And
oh,
when
yeah,
they push
breaks
up,
your arm.
Yeah, it breaks your arm. So many kids had their
arm
broken.
Really? For real?
Yeah,
they
so
just,
many kids
they pushed
had
that hard?
Yeah. I never had my arm broken, but I've like been scraped up. Like I've been like slammed down, face scraped up
by the guards.
By the guards, hell yeah! You got to think. I was talking to
if police can't be trusted to be cool.
Police can't be
trusted.
How are
these guards
going
to be trusted to be cool?
You got
to
think. I was talking to Vecchione about this, and he was like, because you know he used to do that, Mike Vecchione.
What he did?
He used to work at residential group homes and stuff. And you'd think you don't have to have a college degree. You don't have to. You just got to take a couple classes, get certified, pass your interview, and boom. And a lot of these people just did it because they needed a job. You know what I mean?
Oh, fuck.
They used to have this like this white room. That's what people used to get. Kids used to get tossed in this white cement room, and it had like a little like 5x5 window on the door that was plexiglass because we would always try to punch it and break
what?
It. Mm-hmm. We would always just try to punch it and break it.
Oh yeah, these are all fucked up kids too.
Yep. And they throw you right in that room, and you're there. I got in so much trouble for fighting that I spent like damn near 2 weeks in there. Meaning, I wake up, I eat breakfast, and then while everybody's at school, I'm in there.
Solitary?
I'm in there. And then they're like, if there's like, they'll give me lunch and stuff like that. But if there's any like homework packets, they'll either like open a door and there's a staff sitting right there and he's going over it with me, and then boom, back into dinner time. And then when it's bedtime, come out, sleep, and then when you wake up, back in there.
Wow.
There.
How long would that last?
Man, I started getting good behavior. I started like being good, but I would be, they like do levels and all that shit. I was probably on level one, which is like the level where you do that shit.
Where you do what? Like, where you're about to get out?
Level one is like the lowest level, and that's like you go to bed early. You get restrained and put in that place.
They had this system like bad kid school where it's like if you fuck up, you drop a level. If you get better, you go up, and then so you get more privileges. The more you go up, level you lose privileges.
If you're on level one, you didn't have any privileges, and if you fucked up, like if you were fighting anything, right into that white room. And I was Friendship House, I was in Friendship House probably for like two, almost 3 years. And I would say I spent a majority of my time in that. Because that's my first, you got to think, I went from being with my family, which they're dysfunctional in their own way, going to a foster home and being taken out of there because the lady was too old. Yeah. And I guess like I was a problem for her.
Okay.
My first foster home was this lady named Miss Blackwell. And she was like 70 something at the time.
How old were you for this?
That was at the age of like 7.
You went with this old lady. How many people were already there?
There was just me. And she had a son who was in the army, and he would come back, and whenever he would like go back and forth.
Yeah.
So I didn't really see him. And then she had a daughter that didn't live there. And then she ended up getting another foster kid when I was there because she thought the problem was me being lonely. Because I was like, this was in Yadin, PA. And I lived right, there was a graveyard right behind her house. There was our backyard, then a graveyard. And I would play in the graveyard every day.
Really?
I would come home from school.
That's
go home, play in the graveyard. And I'm like, that's some creepy shit.
Really? It seems fun. I don't know. It's like all alone, all ghost-like.
I would. It wasn't with an imagination. Scary to me. I would be in the fucking graveyard.
What would you do there? Fuck the dead?
No, I would like be chilling. I had a football, and I would like throw the football in the air and try to run as fast as I can and try to catch it on the other side. I played that game. Yeah.
Do that in a graveyard?
Yeah, I would do that in a graveyard. I would just walk around a graveyard, and she thought, okay, maybe he's lonely. And like, so let me get him.
I mean, she's not wrong if you're playing catch with yourself.
Yeah.
You know?
So then she got me a foster brother, and we didn't get along at all. And we were like fight and stuff like that. And he was younger than me. So it was like, well, do I keep him or the younger one? And it was like, I'll keep the younger one. And then I went into group homes.
Wait. How do they return somebody?
They don't return them. They just ship them off.
What's the process?
We got social workers who are like our agents.
Okay, but I'm saying like...
Our agents are our managers.
So then the social worker calls you...
So the social worker comes in, he does...
Comes in what? To the home?
Yeah. Oh, shit. There's another thing. I just feel like I'm just telling you everything.
Yeah.
My first... at least to my knowledge, my mom told me, very first social worker was a woman. And she loved my mom. Her and my mom were like super cool. She believed that my mom could rehabilitate herself. And then that lady committed suicide. So then...
Wait, the social worker committed suicide?
The social worker committed suicide.
Oh. Damn, so, you got a lot of that in your life.
Yeah. So then... I got this social worker who was an African guy who would go back and forth to like back to Africa and then back and forth. And I would only see him on court days. And he would like show up with a big ass folder and go, this is Monroe. This is all the information we got on Monroe. This is progress. And then they would go, well, his mom doesn't have her shit together. So, and the foster parent is having a hard time with him. So we're just going to send him to another place. And that literally what happened with my 14 years of foster care.
Yeah.
That was, I lived in collectively maybe like 15 places. Including foster homes and group homes.
Mm-hmm. From like 6 to 19?
Yeah.
It was in 14 places?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Boom, 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 bouncing around.
I mean, did you get to have any friends that way?
I have the friends I have now, I actually met them in my foster home in high school. But I had like... I have people who I was cool with, but growing up in like... foster care, like a lot of kids make fun of you for that shit, yep. So you can't hang out with them.
Oh, right.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. You fucking orphan, this and the third, teasing you and shit.
Who wants to be friends with the orphan?
Yeah, so I didn't have no friends in that sense, and then when I went to group homes, I had friends, I guess, but we just always fought. We would be friends until it was time to like turn on each other because somebody made us fight. That's usually what the older kids would make us like fight each other.
Really?
Yeah, they would start shit between us and then go, you need to fuck him up. You got to fight. And we would like fight each other. So I didn't have friends from there. And then the friends I have now who are like my best friends, I met them in a foster home. Their real mom was friends with my foster mom. And she introduced us, and we hated each other at first. But then we got, like, super cool. We started hanging out, and then we've been, like, friends for, like, ever since. And that was the summer of 10th grade, going into 10th grade. Yeah. So that's from 10th grade till now. Good, great friends, best friends. Like, they're married.
So you would go to school with the same people. You didn't transfer schools all the time, did you?
Only high school, I went to the same school. But middle school, I went to a couple different middle schools. Oh. I went to middle school in Philly. I did a middle school in the group home because the group home has school on campus. Oh. So that's not really a thing. And legit, there's no schoolwork. We were just playing Uno, fucking Old Maid, Sorry, Life.
Really?
Yeah. Crossword puzzles, all that shit.
Really?
Yeah. And then
so they didn't give a shit about it. They're just like, just keep them calm.
I don't think that's everybody's experience, but that was my experience.
Like, I mean,
a lot of time was spent playing Uno. I will kill anybody in Uno because that's
your math is great to four.
Just, yeah.
That's
it.
That's as much as you got.
Yeah. Playing Uno. We had one of my group homes I was in, and this one was actually pretty dope outside of like we fought all the time, but they had extracurricular activities. Like they had the football team. We did the football thing, basketball, baseball thing where we played actual other community leagues and shit like that. So that was cool. They had a farm. This was Devereaux. They had a Devereaux is like in Brandywine, PA. Which is like it's closer than New York. They had a farm with bison on it. We would take care of the bison. They
at
would
school?
Like sell eggs. Like we had to go in and take the eggs and like sell the eggs to like farmers markets and shit like that. And then we kept them. We kept a percentage of the money. Like that was like when you made it to like level 4 and 5, they gave you got a chance to work. And we would like fucking go out and chop wood. They had milking cows, animals, like all that shit.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
That was cool. That was the best one. That horseback shit. I never did horseback, but they had like
horse riding. So that looks like nice, fishing. Actually.
That was the nicest one I've ever been in.
That they, seems like a like boarding school for rich kids.
Yeah. They had like a pond. We would go fishing.
What?
Yeah. We would go camping.
What?
Yeah.
That was a being a fucking orphan?
Yeah. That was that group home. The rest of them were shitty. That was the best one I
Devereaux?
Was in. Devereaux Brandywine.
I'm gonna go there now.
And I did Big J's podcast, and a guy from the podcast was like, yo, you that sounds familiar. Were you at Devereaux? And I'm like, yeah. He was like, yo, I used to cook there.
Really?
He used to be a cook at Devereaux.
What was the food like?
The food was, I mean, I had nothing to compare it to. That was good. Yeah. It was that or McDonald's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, so I'm asking you a question, though. I didn't get back to it. Okay. How did they move you from a foster? Like, what was the process? You're at school one day.
Oh, yeah. As soon as you come
wake
home,
up, you go to school, and then, like, keep going.
Sometimes you, all right, so sometimes you know you're moving, and if you know you're moving, they'll tell you when.
Who tells you? When do they tell
your
you?
Your social worker or your parent or your foster parent will tell you.
Says, hey, you're going to be moving in 2 weeks.
Like, hey, look, this isn't working out. Your social worker's coming to get you. I heard they're either going to this place or some of them just piece of shit. The many times that I've moved have been like an overnight thing. Like I'll come home from school and my social worker is there, and then they're like, "Yo, you gotta go."
What?
And there's this term called trash bag kids, and that's where that comes from. Like we would have to move so quickly that we would just throw all our shit in a trash bag, toss it in a van, and then go to our next spot. And that was my life for a long time.
Jeez. Jeez. That sucks.
Yeah.
And wait, I wouldn't want to tell a foster kid, like, hey, listen, it's not working out. I'd be like, hey,
I had
your bags
one
in the
sweet
front.
In the pot.
Don't come
Miss
in.
Miss Pearl.
Yeah.
Sweetened the pot. Me and her just, Miss Pearl, this is what she did. She was one of my favorite foster moms, but we just weren't getting along at one point. Like, you know, like she gave me my own independence. She was the first foster parent that was just like, I'm not going to micromanage you. Here's allowance. You get $20 every Saturday if you do these things. If you clean the bathroom, make sure your room is clean and wash the dishes, $20 every Saturday you can do. And I'll give you extra money to go to the movies with your friends and all that shit. So she gave me that independence. And I will be honest, I took advantage of that independence because this is the first time somebody's like, yo, do what the fuck you want. Make your own food. She taught me how to cook, this, that, and the third.
Yeah.
And then I would just come home whenever the fuck I wanted to. I started ordering movies on pay-per-view without her permission and shit. So I like took advantage of the situation. And then I remember. Huh?
That's what people do.
People do that shit, right? Like, I'm like, people were fucked up. Yeah. I remember her just, I was there for like maybe like a year and a half already. She took me to Six Flags. This is my first time ever going to Six Flags. Took me to Six Flags.
So she was like your mom, though.
Yeah.
She act like liked you?
Yeah.
Okay.
She was cool. She was cool as fuck. Her family was cool. She had a son. She had two older kids, a son and a daughter. Her daughter had grandkids. Real kids. They were her kids. And we got really close. I was like, became like friends with her family and stuff like that. And she took me to Six Flags, and we had a blast. Like, I was on every ride. She would just sit there and, like, just wait for me to get off, pay for everything, pay for, like, the bungee shit that wasn't included that you had to pay for. And then on the ride back, she was just like, you enjoyed yourself? And I was like, yeah. And she was like, all right, well, you got to go tomorrow. Your foster parent, not your foster, your social worker will be here tomorrow at 10 to pick you up. So you're not going to school tomorrow and this, that, and the third and blah, blah, blah. And I wanted to flip out, but I couldn't. And I was just like, took it like, all right, and fucking went home, threw all my shit in a garbage bag.
Oh.
And kept it moving.
Oh.
Yeah.
Why'd you do
that? I had my own TV because I guess I was just
too much.
Because
you were being a cunt and you were fucking ordering pay-per-view.
I was
She's taking you into her home.
Yeah.
Some kid she has no association with. It's not even like her sister's kid or anything.
Yeah.
It's just some kid.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're like, yeah, and she gave you home and treated you like a human. And you're like, I'm probably going to steal from you a little bit.
Yeah. I never stole. Like, but yeah,
embezzled. It's juice deal. You juice stole her. You know, you don't actually touch the wallet, but you still steal.
And I get it, and I can, and I deserved every bit of that.
Wow, yeah. That's it. You're gone.
And then I'm gone.
She had a great time with you. Your last day.
Mm-hmm. A really good time.
Ooh, wow.
And then all the other foster homes I went into after that, because I just went like different places. Fucking sucked. They were terrible. I went from like people who like were doing it for the money, who would let me know. Yo, they will make money. Like, what?
And they tell you we're taking you to make money?
No, like they were like, they get angry at me. Like if I did something, my biggest problem was staying out. I just didn't. I do that with my girl now. Like comedy is the perfect excuse to not be home.
Oh, for sure.
Because you always feel, at least me.
You're working.
Yeah. I'm like, I'm working them out. But my issue in life was always, I feel like if I stay around you, you'll get tired and want to move on. So if I keep myself out of that situation, you can never get tired of me. So that was always the biggest problem. I would be like on a school night, I would be out till like 12 o'clock and then come knocking on the door. And I wasn't doing drugs or anything like that. But they're like, yo, you can't be fucking doing this. Like, you can't be staying out. And I remember a foster parent of mine, me and him ended up fighting two foster parents, like fist to fist. This foster parent was like, yo, I'm be honest with you. Like, him and his wife was like, we don't make enough money to deal with this bullshit. They were making plenty of money. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But they're like, we don't make enough money to deal with this bullshit. Either get your shit together or get the fuck out. Like, they would say that shit. And then we ended up all moving. Like, we moved from the hood. They ended up getting another foster parent, a girl, and we ended up moving from the hood to like this suburban area in Northeast Philadelphia. And literally that week we moved in, they locked me out the house. Like, I was hanging out, shit like that. And then I came back home at like, it was like maybe 10 o'clock at night. And I don't have money to get around. So I would walk everywhere. I would walk from like, from where they lived, which is like Northeast Philadelphia to like Broad and Alley area. So that'd be like walking from here to like Jackson Heights. What? And I would walk that. That's a 2-hour, maybe 3-hour walk. And I would just walk. And I got home one time, and I seen all the lights on. I knocked on the door. I knocked on the door, rang the doorbell, and they just turned the lights off and like fucking.
They waited for you, so you would know.
They waited for me to like leave, so they can see I ran away, and I flipped the fuck out, and I started like kicking shit and all that stuff.
The door and stuff.
Yeah, and then what they did was they had like as I was walking home. Like, not walking home, but I was just wandering the streets. The foster dad, him and his brother, like, found me walking down the street and, like, jumped out of a minivan and tried to jump me. And I ended up, like, beating
one of them up. The
foster dad? Foster dad and his brother. First locked me out.
And then that same night?
Same
exact night. He's walking around. It's like, well, fuck it. He's free game now. Because
I called my mom from the payphone collect. And this was when my mom, she didn't have her shit together, but my mom is a survivalist. She knows how to survive. So she was staying at a friend's place, and I called her, and she was like, you come stay with me. So I called her, as I was like, got done making a phone call, and I was walking, they found me walking down Rising Sun Avenue, jumped out of the van, and tried to jump me, and I like fought them off.
Why did they just jump you when you went to their home? Wait till you slept and then jumped you.
I don't know.
Why would they make you go to the street for the jumping?
Yeah.
You think your mom called them? So what the fuck are you doing?
Nah, my mom didn't do that. She didn't call them.
They first locked you out, and then that wasn't enough to just get rid. By the way,
yeah,
that might be the way I do it too. If I don't want to foster kid anymore. I might be so anti-conflict, and I'm like, just change the locks.
Just lock him up. Just go jump this kid.
He'll find a place.
Yeah.
It's like, just look away.
Fought him off.
But jumped you, yeah?
Yeah, jumped me. And then before that, there was another situation.
And then went to your mom's?
Yeah, I ended up not going to my mom's. I ended up walking to my homie Steven's house at the time, and he lived pretty far. And I walked all the way to his house, and he let me crash there. And then the next day, I went to my mom's. And then
all your stuff was still at the fucking jumpers?
Mm-hmm. And then what happened was I never got any of that shit back. Like, I ended up going to another foster home. They didn't give me none of that, any of the clothes or any of that shit back. So the foster home that I went to, I actually knew the lady, and the lady was cool as shit. The state gave her a bunch of money to buy me a bunch of new clothes. Yeah.
So wait, what did you say? Another time, what happened?
The other time was this was middle school. Yeah, this was the summer where I graduated middle school, and this was like one of the like a friend that I had. His name was Vincent. Me and him used to be cool as shit. Like we used to watch wrestling, all the shit. Like we were cool as fuck.
Yeah.
Him and his little brother. This was the first time I ever spent the night over his house. It was me, him, his little brother, and his mom is upstairs, like chilling or doing something. We're watching wrestling. Him and his little brother start wrestling. And during when they're wrestling, they fall into the sheetrock wall, which is like so fucking thin. They fall into the sheetrock wall and it puts a hole in the wall. So his mom calls the foster mom. My foster mom goes, "Hey, yeah, he got to go." He didn't do anything wrong, but just they got so riled up and things got out of control that there's a hole in the wall. So, but she reiterated, he didn't do anything wrong. He didn't do anything wrong. They come, my foster dad and her, they come. They're like angry because I guess it's embarrassing for them that they got to come get me in the middle of the night for like some like horseplay shit. So, my foster dad decides that he's going to like be like buck up. And he grabbed me, but like when he grabbed me, he he grabbed me by the collar of my shirt and like fucking dug his nails into like my clavicle area.
Yeah.
And my first instinct was I just grabbed his arm, twisted up behind his back, and pushed him into a door.
That's all we are. And then it's 6'4".
Yeah, no, I wasn't at the I wasn't tall. And this is another thing. Ritalin and all that shit stunts your growth. Not for long. It like makes you like I was very skinny and I was like not that tall. Once I got off medicine, like
really?
Yeah, I didn't stop growing until 23.
Really?
My doctor, when I went to get physicals, my doctor was like, "How the fuck are you still growing?" But I would like get bigger and I would get fatter and shit like that. So they called the cops. My homie's mom wouldn't let me leave with them. She's like, "I don't know what the fuck is going on, but you can't leave with them." Called the cops. The cops came. Cops made them leave. And then the cops called my DHS worker, and the DHS worker came and got me and then took me to another foster home.
Damn.
Yeah. And they said that I broke his arm.
Just a misunderstanding.
And he tried to press charges, and they were like,
"Really?"
Yeah, and it was like, "Yeah." They tried to press charges on me. He tried to press charges on me for the arm situation, for twisting the arm.
He had his fucking hand on your neck.
And my homie's mom vouched for me, and she was like, "No, I was there. I watched this situation unfold." He grabbed him, and then he reacted. So no charges were pressed against me.
But they still think like that dangerous kid. Who that way? Yeah.
Yeah, 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 yeah. I was definitely labeled an at-risk youth and all that stuff.
How much money do these foster parents get for housing you?
It ranges from what I learned, because I did my own research. It ranges from like anywhere from like maybe an extra $500 a month to like maybe like $800. It depends
plus
on
food
the age.
And stuff?
It's actually supposed to be a stipend. It's supposed to be a monthly stipend of cost of like, this is how much you should be spending on his clothing and his school supplies and the food. So it's supposed to be a reimbursement. But a lot of the
But who would do it for just straight reimbursement? You have to get something on top of
exactly.
that. It'd be like, all right, $500 for him, and then I get for myself, what do I get?
Yeah, I don't know. But I know it was a reimbursement, like a stipend thing. But then, like, a lot of my foster parents were on like welfare and got food stamps and shit. So it was like, yo, you're legit, and they didn't work. So they were legit just taking the money and spending it on like their kids and trips and other luxuries.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
And they would just have like three or four, what's it called, kids?
Yeah, they would have like multiple foster kids.
You guys figure out, eat a big lunch.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Not like eat a big lunch, but my shit was never extravagant. It was always like oodles and noodles with hot dogs chopped up in it. Y'all call them oodles and noodles, or y'all call it top ramen?
We had top ramen. You probably had the oodles and noodles brand.
Yeah, we did call it oodles and noodles.
Oodles of noodles?
Oodles of noodles. And they would like chop up hot dogs and that shit. Yeah.
I mean, that's white trash food for sure. Yeah.
And you know what's fucked up? That's why I never regret the outcome of the foster parent that ended up, like, he said I broke his arm, because they lied about, they didn't have room in their place. What happened was, in order for you to stay in a foster home, they have to say that they have enough room to house you. So what happened was, when I went there, they had a 3-bedroom house, and it was one room for their son, and then one room that was supposed to be mine. Yeah. Because their daughter was like, oh, she got her own place, she moved out, this, that, and the third. But that wasn't the case at all. What happened was, their daughter ended up moving back in, but she would stay out, like, and do her own thing. So I slept on a cot in their son's room at the foot of his bed.
No way, like a dog?
And he was an asshole, because, like, he'll get up in the middle of the night and step on me. Yeah, so he was an asshole. Yeah, he would, like, get up in the middle of the night, fucking step on me, go, oh, I didn't see you there.
Make a lot, like, well, I'm going to be here every night, so just assume I'm here.
Yeah, and I slept there for a while, and then they were like, well, we'll convert his, the basement into living quarters. And they just had, like, a regular basement, and they had, like, they used it for clothes, and it was, like, hard. It wasn't, like, it was, like, cement floors and all that shit, and they just washed clothes and stuff. So what they did was, they put a couch down there, a TV down there, that pull-out couch. They put a pull-out couch down there, a TV, and pull out couch, the TV, and then I had
guys?
No, just for me. He kept his own room. I moved down to the basement and a Nintendo 64. And at night, they would lock the door.
To keep you down there?
Yeah. Oh. And I found this out because one time I went up to try to use the bathroom, and the fucking lock was closed.
You had no bathroom down there?
So I peed in their fucking sink that the thing is connected to.
What did they think?
The washer and dryer connected to. And they got mad at me. Mm-hmm.
I mean, why would they lock the door?
Who knows, man? Because I guess they didn't want me, like, coming upstairs in the middle of the night grabbing food or anything like that, which
they can't lock you down there if you don't have a bathroom.
Yeah.
They gotta give you a bucket at least or something. Be an asshole about it and give me a bucket.
Yeah, something. I peed in their goddamn, and their fucking, the sink where the water runs into
With the faucet, one's red and one's blue.
Yeah.
Like it's, like, real bright. Like,
yeah. I would pee in that shit.
The shitty, like, it looks like a fucking paint sink.
Yeah,
you know, it's, like, too big and gross.
I would pee in that, and then if I had to poop, I would just bang on the door really, really hard. That's where that bunny story came from.
Oh, really?
That was there. That was that house, because there was a, and to this day I still didn't do it, but their daughter had, like, which I didn't know, she had, like, bags and bags of stuffed animals down there, and one day she, like, went down there and she was, like, going through her stuff, I guess, to see what she was going to throw out. And then she seen, like, a bunny. And she seen her, like, the stuffed bunny with the hole in it. And then she was thought, I did it. And I think her brother did it.
Well, it wasn't you. You would know.
It wasn't me. But I think the brother
did it. She told on you?
Yeah, she definitely, they told on me. And then I got in trouble. And then they, like, labeled me all this shit. And I had to go to the
bunny file.
But I had to go to therapy over that shit. They legit was like, we think something's wrong with him. So I had to see a mandatory therapist over it. But what? The reason I think it was their son is because their son, I know he wasn't getting any ass. Because they were like a church family.
Well, who else would it be?
Yeah.
It's not the dad.
Yeah.
He's got better thoughts than a fucking drill a hole in a bunny, a stuffed bunny.
Mm-hmm.
It's got to be a kid. It's with you and the other son.
Yep.
That's it. There's only two boys.
But I guess he would, like, lie. But their son would, like... He had a girlfriend at the time, but I know he wasn't getting no ass. Like, when I think back, I go, oh, he definitely wasn't getting no ass. He was, like, a church kid and all that stuff. Went to church faith. They went to church every fucking day, damn near every day.
Yeah.
They were really involved in church, and I'm just like, I know he did shit like that.
Yeah. Well, I got a question for you, but I got to piss.
What up?
You can do that. I think this is my lady calling. What, she's mad at you? For not being available at all times, like every girlfriend? I'm joking.
Ask me, what was the question?
It was nobody, huh? Whatever. Question was, so you're in this foster home.
Mm-hmm.
I have other questions too, but, like, did you ever hook up with any of, like, the real daughters?
No.
Was it ever even a thing? Did they even hit on you?
No, they, let me see. Nobody had any. Nobody, let me see. Nope, Miss Black, Miss Blackwell, her daughters were away. Her daughter was old, like older and away. That wasn't a situation. Trying to think. No. Nope. Nobody really had any like kids my age. And then nobody had like fought like that when the people I live with got a foster daughter. That was literally the same week I moved out. Like I got locked down.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So I never,
they, again, chose them over you.
Yeah. So I never lived in a situation in that. Yeah, I didn't really even have sex until I got like maybe like older, like 17, 18.
Oh, really?
And that was because I was hanging at this after school program and I was like meeting other people. And that was this girl who would bully me. And I was like, I think she likes me. She would bully me, but like she would really be like, you ain't shit, this, that, and the third. Hold my purse, hold my bag. And like, this is your first interaction with like a chick. And I'm like, okay, all right. And we just like hang out and I would do whatever the fuck she told me to.
I mean, that's cool. Did the social workers tell you like how to behave as a foster kid?
Man, Wilmont, that's my social worker's name. Wilmont didn't tell me shit and he didn't care.
He just said, here, go here now?
Yeah, he didn't give a fuck. He didn't give a
what?
Shit.
Really?
He'd just be like, Lee, going to this place and blah, blah, blah. And boom, he didn't give a fuck. He's one of those guys, like, he could give a shit. Because a lot of social workers have, like, a lot of cases they'd have to deal with. And the best situation or scenario for some of them is just like, I'll take them from here and move them here. I'll take them from here and move them here. They just want to make their lives easier at this point.
Yeah. Oh, right.
Yeah.
I'm not saying like Catholic priests.
All of them. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, all right, he's got too much rape on this. Let's go to the church. Yeah.
Is that what happens with Catholic priests?
They just transferred him. They like, knew it was like all these allegations of fucking, not, I mean, rape against like 10-year-olds. Mm. And they're just like, not even fire him. Yeah. Forget about going to the cops, they should. Not even for just going like, yeah, move him to Boston. Let him work in Boston. Hey, don't do that anymore. And then that's it.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like so Catholic.
It was shitty. It was shitty in that sense. Me and him never really talked.
Wilmot?
Yeah. And it's so weird. Because I take that mentality out on like my managers now.
How? What do you mean?
Like, I just don't like, from dealing with like social workers and shit, it's hard. They're like a liaison for your life. And a manager is a liaison for your career, and which is also your life. So it's always a lot of pushback. It's a lot of arguing because growing up, I'm like, I never had a say. And now I want to know every fucking thing. I'm probably the most annoying client. If I send the packet off, I want to know who you sent it to, what time you sent it, what were the notes, good or bad, all that shit. You know?
To make up for never asking Wilmot?
Yeah, for never just sitting down. I had a social worker though. And a child advocate. Child advocate name was like Mary something, white lady. Didn't really see her like that either. She was cool, I guess. But then see her. I didn't develop like a good, healthy relationship with adults until I started going to the after school program. It was an after school program in Philly for like foster kids and stuff like that. And I would like be there after school every single day. They taught us like how to manage money. They taught us. They like taught us
NFL players do that,
huh?
They didn't NFL players go to that school.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man.
They taught you how to learn money. That's smart because you don't have a dad who's going to teach you.
Yeah, but the thing is, they'll teach you enough, but the rest of that shit you got to learn. Like how they teach you, how to write a check, how to open a savings account, how to open a checking account, stuff like that. But they're not going now. This is what a mutual fund is, or this is an IRA, or you should invest your money and this, that, and the third. They didn't teach us none of that.
Oh, well, yeah, well, that's like major, though. I don't know how to do that.
Yeah. I feel like you know how to do that.
I mean, innately.
Yeah.
We know. You know, I mean, here's what I'll say. with no training, a Jew will get you at least 2% back on your return.
Yeah.
You know, we might not give a little max out, but with no training, we're at least able to master the market to a degree. We're not going to lose money investing.
Yeah.
So when you first got taken, like, what was the process there?
I like taken, the way you said taken.
I mean, like, does your mom going, I can't take care of you?
No, my mom honestly did that. It had nothing to do with her. I guess what happened was, like I said, my grandmother put us in the foster care system, and my mom just had to deal with it because she would leave us over people. She would leave us over family members' houses for a long period of time.
And so then your grandma called foster care and said, "I think he's better off in foster care than
until my mom got her life together." But the actual first step was this this mother and children shelter thing that we went to. It was me, my mom, and my sister, and that was like the first step of rehabilitation. And my mom was doing good, but I think we got kicked out of there for a bunch of reasons. I think my sister stabbed somebody in the hand with a pen. My sister was very young, so it wasn't like a purposeful thing, but it was just like a kiddie mistake.
I don't, that seems like a fucking orphan mistake.
What?
I mean, that seems like a bad kid. My sister wasn't bad. She's acting up.
Yeah.
You stabbed someone in the hand.
But it was like a legitimate mistake. And then.
Oh, I thought that was your stomach.
Yeah. Like, oops, my bad. I tried to kill you.
I've just never heard.
I don't know. But yeah. I think that was like the situation. We ended up getting taken out of there. And then that's when we were split up. My sister went to the foster home. I went to foster home. My mom went off and did whatever the hell she needed to do to get her shit together.
Is she still using?
I don't know. Me and my mom.
Did you ever talk to her about it? What?
I don't really talk to my mom. I talk to my mom, but my mom talks at me. And I'm like, I accepted that as our relationship. Like, my mom, she's proud of me. She knows what I'm doing, I guess. But like, she'll be like, if she sees me on TV or, cause I would like do the guy code and MTV shit a lot. And she'll see that and she'll be like, "Hey, yeah, I'm glad to see that you're doing good." And then immediately start talking about herself.
Really?
And immediately start going, this going on. She'll call me. Or I'll call her and I'm just calling her to check, like, "Hey, you alive? This, that, and the third." "Yeah." And then she'll complain about my sisters because they both have kids and my mom watches the kids for them sometimes. And they have like a very toxic relationship. And then it's just the check in once in a while. I'll buy her some shit for her birthday, for Christmas and Mother's Day, and keep it moving. And I accepted that as the relationship. I accepted that as because when I pushed back, when I was like, "I want a better relationship," I felt let down. So I'm like, if I just accept this as a relationship,
which is worthless, not worthless, but barely there. Then you're
if I just accept this, like, "Hey, we'll talk. I'll check on you. When we talk, it's mainly about you." Because she'll cut me. It's so funny. And I had her on speakerphone because it was me and my girl. We're driving somewhere. And my mom calls me. I put her on speakerphone. I'm like, "Hey, mom, what's up?" And she was like, "Hey, how you doing?" And I'm like, "I'm doing well." "Yeah, sisters," and blah, blah, blah. And just went right into talking about herself. And legit, me and my girl just started having a conversation. And my mom was just talking. And then she didn't do anything that'll go to check to see if I was listening. And then she'll just go, "All right, well, I'll talk to you later." And boom, my girl was like, "Wow." Like, she legit just called you to vent about her shit and then just hung up.
Whoa.
And I just accept it because I'm like, I'd rather have that relationship than no relationship. Maybe. I don't know.
No, I get it. No, that makes sense. It took me a second to think about it, but that makes sense. You're right. That's better. It's your mom.
Yeah, I'm like, I'd rather have that relationship because that way when I have kids and all that shit, we'll still be close enough. Not close enough, but we'll still have some relationship where I can go, "Hey, here's your grandma," and blah, blah, blah. It's not a complete stranger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you, when you imagine having kids, are you like in your head like, "I'm never going to be a crackhead who runs away and lives"?
Yeah, of course. I don't do crack. Like, I don't even smoke weed no more.
When did that start?
I stopped.
Nobody's more excited about weed than you.
I know,
when you
man.
Guys do weed, you're like, "Have you guys heard about weed?
Yo.
It's so good."
Remember? Like, I'll be at the stand just fucking, "Yo, this shit is amazing."
You were so happy when you got edibles. You were just like, "Oh, yeah. Ari, Yo. Do you know about gummy bears with weed in them?
Dude.
They are great.
I started that shit at 28. Remember? It was I was 28 when I started doing that shit. And then.
You were so excited.
I was so fucking excited. And I'm glad
that I went
to that.
You were in a good mood. You were in a good mood all the time. You're but like, then. What's wrong with you? Like nothing? Just
what happened was it started to have a different effect on me. It started
turned
to,
on you.
Yeah, it turned on me. And I started getting depressed. And I started fucking like standing in my own head. And I wouldn't even like. You know me from just going out and hanging. Even if I'm not performing, I'm everywhere comedy is.
Yeah.
And I just started staying in the house, being depressed, stopped talking to my friends.
Stereotype.
All that shit. And then I was like, yo, I got to cut this out. And then I maybe like 3 months, I was like, I'm legit. I gave all my shit away.
Really?
I was just like
paraphernalia?
Yeah, everything. The pens, the edibles.
How long was this?
This was like maybe three or four months ago, and I just gave it away. I was just like, yo, here, take it. And what? I don't even talk to Sam when I see him.
You stay away from him?
I stay the like fuck away influence? From him. Yeah.
I saw Piper say, what?
Let's, okay, it is a phone call. But
I saw Piper say that about what's the guy's name? Iron Sheik. Sheik came into the comedy store and Piper was there because Piper was going up a lot.
Yeah.
He was trying to work on a stand up.
Yeah.
And so somebody's like, hey, Sheik just came in. He's out front. He goes, don't tell him I'm here. I'm like, what? Roddy, Piper doesn't want to see the Iron Sheik. And he's like, dude, I'm fucking 9 months into sobriety or fucking 7 years, whatever it was.
Yeah.
And I'm like, and that guy is probably on coke and drugs and fucking alcohol right now. I can't deal with that now, dude.
Yeah.
Just because they were your old times watching us does not mean as a human I can handle being around that guy right now.
Wow.
Yeah.
Damn, I didn't know that. Yeah, that's what it's like, I guess. And I didn't know that weed would have that effect, but I would do the edibles. You're eating one, maybe two. So now you're just staying in this high all day. You'll wake up. I'm not doing anything.
Yeah.
I went to fucking, when I was in Denver, like I had like dispensary people that just came to my show and gave me bags and bags.
Wow.
And shit. And I just somehow I got it back to New York and I would do first, I started off at like 10 milligrams, and then I just started like taking bigger halves of the chocolate and just been and was like high.
What'd you get up to?
High.
You just kept doing the test.
Honestly, I got up to 60.
60 as a dose?
Yeah.
Wow.
That shit. I was roommates with Chloe at the time, and on 60, Chloe was in the kitchen doing something, and then she would never let me live this down. And I like popped in the kitchen, and I was sweating. I'm like, Chloe, am I a fucking drug addict? Tell me I'm a drug addict. I was like, I'm just doing edibles, but I feel like I'm a fucking drug addict. And she was like, you're not a fucking drug addict, but you need to stop doing as much as you're doing now. That we have a whole refrigerator full of edibles, and you take one every fucking day.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, that gets a lot. I was on like 50 as my like general most, but that was like every time I took them I would take 50.
Yeah,
so like if I was, but I would only take them for like flights and UFCs.
Yeah,
or like, you know, 3 hour long like sports
I would just
games.
Take them to fucking take them. Just like I would literally be like, if I was doing spots, I'll go, all right, I'm gonna eat it, and then as soon as I go on stage, by the time I get off, it'll kick in. I would take one after all my spots or in between spots if I had some. If I didn't have shit on certain days, I would just take them. And I would just do it, especially on the road. If I was on the fucking road, I would have like my vape pen with me.
Yeah.
And I would vape before the show, in between the show, after the show, maybe eat one. And I just kept doing it. And I was like, yo, I got to cut this shit out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, whatever. I get that. I mean, it turns out a lot of people have that same reaction. Yeah. I had to cut down.
Yeah.
But then, yeah, in Denver, I'm going there for, we're doing storytelling shows. That storytelling show, we're doing that in Denver. Me, List, Sean Patton.
Oh, that's going to be a good show.
Yeah, you don't have to see Simone, Mark Norman. Yeah, it's going to be good. But then we got to get enough weed to bring up when we go skiing afterwards.
Yeah. Oh, don't worry. You will find somebody will come to that goddamn show in Layshaw.
Yeah, probably. Or we'll buy stuff. But yeah, that'd be nice, actually. What?
I did a dab for the first time there.
Those are crazy. I mean, they're fine, but like, go ahead.
That shit made the top of my head burn.
I mean, it for sure does that.
Yeah.
But I just mean, like, you got to be walking around with a torch on you. You can't just, like, light up while you're walking to the East Village. You have to fucking torch something. That's too much. You have to have a welder's mask.
Yeah. No, this is what I did. So when I was in Denver,
One of the dispensary dudes was so fucking cool. He was like, hey, man, if you want to have some people come back to the dispensary, I'll smoke y'all out. I'm like, bet.
Well, what? After a show?
Mm-hmm.
Where'd you play? Comedy Works?
Yep.
Oh, wow.
So what I did was I had a Google number at the time, and I told people, I go, look, man, this is great. The shows were going great. I got invited to come back to a dispensary. I forgot the name of it. I think I still got like their card back at
it's
my
It's either
place.
Herbal or Wellness, or it's always that. It's never just like Pot Shop. It's never like Mikey's Pot Shop.
It was their label is like Green.
Oh yeah, Green. They do that a lot too.
Yeah.
It's something Green Solutions.
Yeah.
Some shit like that.
Something. They like their logo is like their logo literally looks like the Legion of Skank sign. But it's the smiley face with the two X's and the tongue sticking out, and it's high.
Because he's fucked up.
Yeah.
Probably on marijuana.
You're probably on marijuana. Yeah.
If you had to guess.
I started a Google voice number, and I'll go, take this number down and text me if you want to come. I'll text you the location. Because I wasn't giving everybody my real fucking number. So many people hit me up.
From the audience?
Yes. So many people, when they got their phones, they're like, yo, what's the place?
Oh, they lock them up in Denver.
Boom, boom, boom.
They lock up the phones.
That's the shit.
I love it.
I love that shit.
I love it. Pay attention. Yeah. What if I need... You don't need. You need to pay attention.
It's the greatest... It's one of the best clubs I've ever been to.
Yeah.
Did that. Everybody texted me, gave them the location. People showed up and was passing dabs around, taking edibles, got high as fuck. Wow. And we were just sitting there for like almost 3 hours, like laughing, doing nothing. And I legit took the, like, did three dabs, like three hits of the dab. And the guy was like, I think you should calm down on it. You shouldn't do as much. Yeah. And I was like, fuck out of here. You see how big I am?
Fuck out of here, yeah.
I was like, you see how big I am? And I did it. And all I remember is like...
All I remember is...
My eyes being open, but I could not fucking move my head.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yo, I can't move my fucking head. I can't move my head. Somebody called me an Uber. I don't know how the fuck I was able, like how they got my address to put in the Uber and all that shit. But I got back, went to the condo, which is the dopest condo ever.
And
just laid on the floor of the entrance of the
just apartment. The hallway entrance there?
Yeah. Like as soon as you open the door, I just laid there. Uh-huh. And I stayed there and I slept there.
Right there?
Yeah.
That condo's great.
It looks like the cast of The Real World or some shit.
We're all going to stay there.
Yeah.
Me, Liz, Norman, Simone, Sean Patton.
They got three rooms.
They got two rooms.
I thought it was three. They got the big room. They got a smaller room by the door. No, that's a closet.
Yeah, they could use a closet. We could probably put an air mattress in the closet.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think how we're going to do it.
Yeah. But no, the area, there's a common area that you can probably use because there's a living room. And
I'm
going
to get a couple air mattresses.
Yeah,
maybe, get a couple air mattresses. Maybe just a couch for one. But then it's like the problem is whoever's staying there.
The couch is not that big.
No.
Yeah, it's a love seat.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, so maybe three air mattresses.
Yeah.
I don't know.
The fucking master bedroom is the best shit ever.
Except the ceiling doesn't go all the way to the walls doesn't go all the way to the ceiling.
Yeah, but I don't care.
So if you're doing something in there, everyone outside can hear you.
Yeah, you might.
And you
gotta
can hear
represent.
Them.
You got to fucking go hard.
You got to fake fuck.
You got your friends to listen. You go like, bitch, you better not fucking embarrass
Ari,
me.
Ari, you're so good.
Yeah, you like that?
Ari, so good. Like, Ari, you don't even have anyone there.
Who's that outside? They're just jealous of how manly you are.
Let me ask you a couple more questions. Hey, do you have any spots? You go on the road at all?
Yeah, the road slowed down a little bit just because I switched agencies, but it's starting to pick back. It looks like it's actually starting to pick back up. But wait, you didn't ask that. I gave too much information.
I mean, I'm in trial right now, and for sure there would have been an objection to what you're saying.
Yeah.
There would have been somebody going, hey, wait, no, stop. We didn't ask any of this.
Yeah.
We just said, where are you going? You know,
you're right.
About your agent.
You want to delete that?
No, I'm not going to delete it.
Shit.
But I will file an objection. You'll say overruled. And I'll say, members of the audience, you're instructed to disregard what Monroe said.
Call me an asshole. I apologize. I thought that was like a deeper question. Yes, I am.
Yes, sir. Where are you going on the road?
Yeah. Where am I going on the road? I am at the Funny Bone on Virginia Beach.
Okay. When is this?
That's at the end of the month. That's the 28th through the 30th. And then
New Year's Eve weekend.
Yeah, but then I come back New Year's Eve.
To what? Go to the stand?
I don't know. I like working on New Year's,
though.
Me
neither. I'm taking off. I'm going to
house
party.
No, I do. I like it.
Oh,
I like
really?
Doing the spot. Because I like, it's just this superstition, at least black superstition, where you can't bring in the new year without money in your pocket.
Okay, so you want to work that night?
Yeah, I want to work that night. I like working that night.
I mean, I get it.
Yeah. Like, you have to. So I'm going to probably
So shop what do most around. Black people do? Just steal that day?
I don't know. They probably still sell drugs.
It's so hard to be racist. I know. Not that black.
Yeah, but I give into it, yeah, too.
I know. Oh, so yeah. It's almost like, yeah. This guy looks like what we're talking about.
I'm not defensive.
No, really not.
Because I talk shit, too, man. Yeah. I understand, as a comic, we all push the limits, so we can't have any fucking...
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Somebody tried it. We was arguing about, like, whatever, the Me Too stuff or, like, the punishments associated with it and stuff. And people were like, well, how would you like it? Or how would you like if somebody made fun of your Judaism in like, green rooms? I'm like, what? Do you know how many times I've been told the Holocaust hasn't gone far enough?
Dude.
But, like, every green room I've ever been in. What are you talking about?
You know
that world
many...
you think is not happening to me is happening to me. It's happening to all. We shit on each other.
You know how many times my close best friends in comedy fucking make... your mom do drugs and suck dick for crack jokes.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, man, I don't give a shit at this point.
Oh, all of it. It's like, if you break up with a girl, you don't tell your man comedian friends for until it stops hurting. Because they're not going to be like, we'll wait for you. They'll be like, we're mocking you today.
Yes.
Who do you think's fucking her? Oh, man, I'm really
Who do you think's fucking your girl now? Yo, I heard that. That's not making up shit. So you got to have tough
skin. Of all the positions that black guys are fucking your girlfriend in, what do you think is her favorite?
Yeah.
like skirting over the...
Yeah.
During most of her gangbangs, do you think she keeps her skirt on or...
So that's why you can't be sensitive in this shit.
Yeah.
There's no such thing as a safe place in comedy.
Yeah.
Everybody's like, we just want a safe place.
But it
don't do comedy.
Stand up is
it's the
mocking
safe,
things.
But it's the stand it makes up fun is of the safe place
to
make fun of things and to say shit you couldn't say around other people. That's the safe space. That's the trade off.
Yeah.
Do I stay with my regular friends or regular people and not be able to say the deep dark shit I think is funny?
It's
or
awful.
Do I go to a place where we overdo it?
It's awful. You go to like a Chick-fil-A with your normcore friends from high school, and you're like, these fucking guys, like, sorry, there's kids around. And I'm like, oh, well, I don't think in those terms.
Dude.
Sorry.
Man, that's just,
wait, where else are you going to be? Where are you going to be in January?
January? I don't know, man. I think I'm going to be in New York.
You don't have any road gigs in January, February?
No road gigs in January set up. Yeah.
Or February. Damn, Monroe. One of the best black comics in New York.
Thank you, man. Thank you, man.
That's crazy.
That.
Who's your new agent?
I'm at CAA.
What company? CAA. Well, they got to get you on the road, dude.
I know. We got the same. You're a CAA, aren't you?
Yeah.
We got the same fucking agent.
I'll say something about it.
We both got Justin.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
He's not getting you on the road yet? Because you want to be on the road, right?
I love doing the road.
He got me into China. He can get you into some of those other gigs, too.
I love doing the road. I'm very patient because he said some shit that made sense. He went, I seen what you were getting booked for, and I'm not standing for it.
Oh, right. No, he does do that. He does do, like, the package you as, like, no. Yeah. You guys won't ever see him as this. We'll wait a little while. Then, like, here's who you should get, this upper-level guy.
Yeah. So I'm like, all right. But the fucking comic in me is like, I want to fucking work. I want to fucking work. You don't get money. You can't pay your rent off in New York.
Yeah, I got lucky because I wasn't going on the road at all.
Yeah.
I just wasn't getting – I had just never been on the road. So he's like, you're new to them now. Yeah. Now that I got you, you're all new. So I don't have to worry.
But you got a following too. I don't have a fucking following.
I didn't back then.
Really?
Oh, Zip. He used like a clip from Just for Laughs to like get me in clubs.
Good.
He's like, this guy's funny. Like, we'll see. I'm like, yeah, that clip is funny. But it was not like he'll draw. It was just he's like a fill the time comic.
Yeah.
You know. Well, that's silly. You got to go on the road. All right. But let me ask you a question.
What up?
More questions.
Question it up.
Okay. Were you trying to get adopted or no?
I don't know. That's never the kid's choice. It's never like,
You're
I want to get traded. That's funny. Was I trying to find a permanent team? No, because I didn't even know. Like, the whole time I was in foster care, I was under the notion that this was temporary until my mom got her shit together or until a family member got their stuff together. Like, I actually lived with my dad's mom for a while. While he would get furlough and would come visit us.
He got caught.
Yeah, he definitely got caught.
Okay.
Yeah, he's not a slick guy. He got caught and he was in and out. He had to do time in three different places. He had to do time in PA, Virginia, and DC. Because I didn't know that when you commit crimes in different places, they get their shit too.
Oh, you don't just say like put it all together?
No. They get their time.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess, but so it's like, oh, 3 years? Great. I know a good 3 years because I'll be in jail. So I'll do it then. That'd be a perfect time.
So what happened was my dad, he was in jail. He was living with his mom at the time. He would get furlough for holidays and shit. He'll come visit us. The best story I have from my dad is he got furlough, and I know he didn't have no money because I know how jail works. And he didn't have no money, but we went to Walmart, and he just started whatever we wanted. He just put it in the cart, and he just pushed the cart outside and pushed it to the car, and that was our Christmas presents.
What?
Shit that he stole.
No.
Yeah, and that was a dope-ass Christmas because we got some good shit.
We just took a bunch?
Just took a bunch of shit. That was the best Christmas ever.
What'd you get? What was like the best Christmas?
Man, I didn't know. Like, I didn't know we could have got video games, but I was getting like, remember the little pool table shit? Like the little miniature pool table?
The one you gotta like pull back and the springs knock it forward?
No, the bigger joint where it's like this big and you like rack them up and you sit there and you
And it's like it. It's like the pool cue's the length of your forearm?
Yeah. I got one of those.
That's not bad.
I got a bunch of action figures. I got a bunch of DVDs. I got Liar Liar. That's fucking ironic. I got Liar Liar, George of the Jungle, and some other.
He just went down and just stole as much as he could.
Stole a bunch of Computer Prestige, which is like those fake laptop thingies that like teach you how to read and spell and all that shit. My sister got an Easy Bake Oven.
What?
She got a bunch of like girl shit. That was dope. But my grandmother hated our guts.
Really?
Yeah, she didn't like my mom.
Your dad's mom?
Yeah, she didn't like... Yeah, my dad's mom didn't like my mother. And my mom still had... Not custody, because we didn't live with her, but she still had rights to us. And my grandmother went into it thinking that... that if we lived there with her, then she wouldn't no longer have to deal with my mom shit. Because my mom was still on drugs and all that stuff. And my grandmother, my dad's side, blames my mom for how my dad's life turned out. So she hated
her. It's amazing how nobody takes any blame
nobody
for themselves.
Takes accountability.
Not even a little. Not even like, that was shitty, but I, also, I did a lot myself that got me there.
Mm-hmm. So... what's
going AWOL from the art and just selling... It's like, that's... I mean, how much of that's the woman's fault?
Yep.
Actually, I've rethought about it. I agree with your grandmother. Fuck that bitch, man. That guy would have been a part of society if not for her.
Probably because my mom got pregnant while he was in the army.
If anything, he probably went AWOL to be a better father to you.
That's what I want to go with, but I don't know if that's the truth. So what happened was I would get in like a lot of arguments with my cousin and shit like that, and then my grandmother ended up dropping us off in Philly for the summer and going, oh yeah, your aunt want to see you for the summer, and she left us there and never picked us back up.
Wow.
And then that was me getting back into foster care.
Wow.
Yeah.
Do you ever see that? Do you ever see, I mean, that sounds like a good Christmas show, by the way, but do you ever
Christmas show?
A good Christmas though, I mean, with all do you ever see the picture that video of that kid, it's like a little black kid, but he's got like almost like white, like those spikes.
Like frosted tips and shit?
Yeah, he's getting the Xbox. Did you ever see that?
No.
Oh, dude.
I got to see it.
Yeah, hold on. It's the funniest, harshest.
Is it like harsh, like he's getting beat up?
No, it's not like that. Just watch it for a second. Xbox kid. Oh, my God. I can't wait to show this to you. It fucking killed me. Xbox kid Christmas. Hold on. Who's calling you?
No, that was my lady.
She wonders where you are?
No. We try to develop good habits. She'll call me when she's heading home from work. You know what I mean? She'll be like, hey, I'm getting out, and then I'll talk to her while she's driving home, and then I'll go about my day.
Okay, I'm gonna press play. Okay, if anybody's at home, I'll put this on the website so you can follow along with us. And press play. You go the way it'll be on the website. Go press play. AriTheGreat.com.
You want me to press play?
No, I'm saying I'm going to count down with them so they can all press play at the same time. 3, 2, 1, play.
Who dyed his hair?
I know, it's crazy.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Actually, that's his natural hair color. That's what the kid who got fucked, who was doing the fucking in the shower, looked like. Like him.
Really?
But older, yeah.
Oh. Look at the joy. I mean, when you see a kid get that overwhelmed happy like that.
He's probably not allowed to plug it up to the TV because all old black women think that the game system fuck up the TV.
I mean, they got it for him, though.
Yeah.
Look how happy he looks.
That's so funny. That's so funny. Can I tell you something? That happened to me.
What?
That this
they fake Xbox? Look at that laughing at him.
Dude.
He's trying to cry.
This happened to me.
What?
All right.
Look at how sad he is. Oh, he keeps looking for more.
Yo, that's so funny.
What'd you think it was? All right. They're like, what'd you think it was? I'm shitting on him.
Dude, that's so fucking funny.
That's zoomed so
fucking
in.
Funny. Yo. Get the camera and cry.
Look at the camera and cry.
So I lived with this lady named Miss Sheila, and her daughters are like avid game players. Like they play video games. That's their shit.
Dude, they're all laughing at him. Look, he's tearing up. Sorry.
Dude, that's so funny.
It's so mean.
They put it in a PlayStation 2. They got a PlayStation 2 box, wrapped it up, made it nice and heavy, and then they packed it with socks, gum, and Q-tips.
Oh, no. Gum and Q-tips. Socks you can at least use.
Gum, socks, and Q-tips.
Oh, it's hitting them. But they just should have just given them the clothes.
Yeah.
It's Christmas, and they're making them extra sad. Gum, socks, and Q-tips.
Yeah, gum, socks, and Q-tips.
And then they opened it up, and they're like, oh.
Yo.
But it's not just the getting that. It's the excitement of what you think you're going to get.
Yeah.
And then, oh.
And I didn't cry, but I definitely I left the house for a while. Like, I was out there fucking house all day. They were cracking the fuck up.
Oh, this kid makes me happy. Now they zoom out. He's like, he can't even take it. It's like they fucking killed his son in front of him.
And they keep the camera on his face.
They keep it going. I can't believe it. Oh, my God.
That's so fucking funny.
That's it, man. That's it. And then go straight to little Aaron. Dude. He's probably got the same thing. That's just a normal thing, then, huh?
Yeah, people are fucked up like that.
Oh, look how excited he is.
They can't tell that it's not the real thing by the weight of it.
And why is the mom always helping them open it?
Yeah.
Everyone laughs at him.
What is it though? Some books? Oh. Oh, that's fucked down.
Dictionary. Oh. At least Aaron's got a sense of humor.
You know what else?
This one's way nicer. Aaron's laughing about it.
And I got old Tim's and a new Tim box before.
Oh no.
Yeah. That one was fucking ridiculous though. That one was the funniest one. That was with the guy with the family with the arm shit. Their son, he was like, "Yo, I bought you like I got you some, I got you a Christmas gift or whatever." So on Christmas Day, he wrapped the Timberland box, and I guess he took the old boots out. I mean, the new boots out for himself, and put the old ones in. And like gifted it, and I opened it, and I was excited, and they were a pair of ran down black Chukka Timberlands.
Damn,
that shit was funny though.
I know, but to go out of your way, yeah. It is funny though.
That shit is hilarious.
All right, two more questions. Then we're
what's
go.
Up? God
one,
damn
just tell me how. What was it like when? Okay, you told me actually getting taken away. Your grandmother called.
Yeah,
and they just showed up.
They just showed up, man.
And
like
they said,
the man
hey,
in black.
Here's your new reality.
Yeah, well, you don't, for real, honestly, it never sits in until you kind of, like, start to understand the situation. I didn't know my mom had a problem. I didn't know my mom was on drugs. I just thought that every family went through this because my cousins also bounced around to different family members' houses. Like, that's what we did. We would just be at one cousin's house, and then we'll be at another cousin's house. And we're all sleeping in a bed and so sleeping on the floor. So that was my experience up until that point. So I just thought it was this continuation of that. It didn't hit me that I was in foster care until I started going on visits and having my mom visit me and my grandma visit me, like, oh, this is not the same thing. This is, she's not related to us.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Weird. So it was just like the guy gets there to what, school?
Never, just always the first time.
So at your great-grandma's house?
At my great-grandma's house.
Somebody showed up and just like...
straight up, just from what I remember, just showed up. I think it was in the summertime because it was like sunny as shit outside. It was like sunny and it was a nice day. And I just remember me and my sister having a bag of our shit already kind of packed up. And my aunt, who lived next door to my grandmother, and my aunt, my cousin's crying, and then my grandmom crying, my sister crying, and I have no idea what the fuck is going on. I'm not crying at all because I don't know what the fuck is happening, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, everybody's crying. You're just like, what's
up? Everybody's crying. And I think my sister was only crying because everybody was crying.
Yeah.
But I'm like, what the fuck is happening? What's going on? In my mind, I'm saying that. Like, what the fuck is going on? Like, what is this? You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you cry?
I think I probably
cried.
What
a bitch.
Once I got to. Yeah, I'm a pussy. I think I cried once I got to the lady's house.
Yeah.
And then had to sleep that first night there.
Damn.
Yeah, because my sister didn't go with me. Like, they dropped me off and then kept going with my sister. So we were split from the jump.
Right away.
Yeah.
Oh, did you have that Amistad moment where you try to like
hold hands? That's funny. We had a hug moment. We had that elongated hug.
Stay safe.
Yeah, because she's younger than me. She's like a year and some change younger than me.
Oh, damn.
My other sister's like maybe like 7-8 years younger than me.
Damn.
Yeah.
Oh, she was like a baby when she got
there. She was a baby, and I always feel bad for her because her situation was she didn't do the foster care thing until later. She didn't do the foster care thing until, because like my mom had her and then my aunt took her automatically. My aunt was like, we're taking this kid. You're not going to take this. You're not going to raise her because the situation you're in. So she, from the jump, she was raised with my aunt and stuff. And I guess that situation didn't work out. It wasn't conducive. So then my sister ended up doing a little bit of foster care and then lived with my mom. And then in the process of living with my mom, they started to clash and argue and stuff. And then she went back into foster care. So that's why, like, my sister has like anger issues and shit, but I'm always on her side. Cause I'm like we went through this. You didn't have to go through this. Like, you were born so much later.
Oh, damn.
You know?
So she stayed with your aunt the whole time?
Stayed with my aunt for a long period of time and then like bounced around for a little bit.
She was like, you're not cute anymore.
Time for you to get to the foster homes. You gotta go. No, I just think it was like their house was like dirty as shit.
Oh.
Like fucking mice and roaches and fucking.
I want to do drugs with your mom.
Huh?
I want to do drugs with your mom.
Probably, man.
You fuck with mushrooms?
I never did it. I told you I want to try it, though.
I know, you should.
I will.
You could like really introduce to the black community.
Yeah.
I feel like you could be a good ambassador.
I'd be like, yo, this shit is great.
ISO loves them.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, ISO's different.
ISO's different.
ISO's different.
He's Houston
black. Yeah, he's like very lame. He's
Houston Kanye black.
He's African black. He's like.
What do you mean?
Because he's straight from Africa.
What do you mean?
ISO is straight, like. He Houston was born in Africa.
Was he really?
Yes.
What? I've been friends with
Kevin
this whole time?
Kevin Niso was born in Africa, and I think he was raised in Houston.
Oh, really? Where in Africa was he born?
I don't know. Africa. Oh, I think he's like Nigerian. He's Nigerian.
Is he really?
Yeah.
That's what Godfrey's dad is.
Yeah. Godfrey's straight Nigerian.
Yeah, but he doesn't have any accent at all.
Raised here.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, so he is African.
Yeah.
He's not even African American. Is he African?
Does
he get deported under a Dreaming Act?
No, that's funny. I think either he was like born here and then taken back there and then raised over here or some shit like that. But he is like African.
Wow.
Like had a job since he was a kid African.
So your experience with foster care in general, it doesn't seem like it was positive or negative. It just seems kind of, it was kind of like there.
It was just there. That's how I look at it. For all the places that I, all the shitty places, I have like one or two good places that really stood out and that gave me good experiences and that molded my mindset. Because a lot of people always ask, why aren't the fuck are you this angry, crazy guy? And it goes, because I was able to just be like, oh, I don't have to be like that. I feel like to be an asshole is a choice.
Yeah.
So okay. It is. Yeah. You assholes by choice. And I was in situations that led me to think that. It was just like, oh, there are good people out here and people who actually talk to me. Like Miss Pearl, that lady. Yeah, I fucked her. I fucked up in that situation, but she told me how to cook. She's the first one that gave me allowance, which allowed me to make money and do shit I wanted to do. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What was the allowance?
The allowance was only like $20 a week, and then that's it went up
so much.
But I worked my ass off. I would do extra chores and get it up to 40.
Really?
I would be like,
oh, that's enough. Oh, that lady's cool.
Cool as shit.
Yeah.
I would buy like, and I squandered it on clothes because that was the new thing. That was like the biggest thing. Fucking buying $100 jeans and wearing them every single day.
Oh.
I would buy like a pair of $100 jeans. And then wear them every fucking day until my school made us start wearing uniform. Yeah.
That's cool. You saved up.
Yeah.
Dude, 40. I think I had like $7. I know inflation.
$40. I work my way up because I would do extra shit. I'll be like, yo, I'll wash the car. I'll do this. I'll walk.
Hey, Miss Pearl, I'm liking that money.
I need that money. Yeah, give me some money, bitch.
Hey, listen. I know that 20 was my base pay. Here's what I was thinking. How about I do some more? And then we up that base pay.
Yo, for real.
Talent and output.
I'm not fucking around. I would put in that work.
Would you now foster a kid? I mean, assuming like in a few years or whatever, once you get settled.
That's my goal.
You want to?
Yeah. I want two kids in life, but my thing is I want one of my own because I'm like, if I made this one, as long as this one is healthy and regular.
Yeah.
Yeah. We both had that look. Healthy or regular? I go, I'll raise that one and then I'll adopt another one. I won't foster because adopt. I would adopt because I think it's kind of fucked up to just give temporary salvation and then send a kid back into.
But foster's kind of cool because you can like rent to own.
Yeah, but that's still fucked up because you're sending that kid back into the shittiness
only
of life.
So shitty.
Huh?
Only if he's super shitty.
No, because even if he's good, if you're not planning on adopting him, they still remove him.
After how long?
Oh,
you mean you can't say later, like, mm-hmm. Hey, I like this kid, I want to adopt him?
Yeah.
Oh, so if you foster kid for a year, you can't then say, hey, listen, how about we make this permanent and you'd let me have this kid?
Yeah, the parent got to give up their rights.
Oh. And all
that stuff. So that's why a lot of fostering is like temporary.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
Until the mom comes to get him.
Until the mom or family member. That's what foster.
So it ends when the foster parent says, I don't want him anymore, or when the regular parent says, I want him back.
Yeah, or they find another situation. Fostering is just temporary. Adoption is the long-term thing.
And so you want to adopt?
Yeah, I want to adopt. I would do fostering first and then adopt.
I would do, if I were you, I would do them same age or like maybe have a regular kid, wait till it gets about five, then adopt a five-year-old. And then, so now you see, like six, seven, eight, every year, make them play like in Olympic games against each other.
Yeah.
Games of skill, games of intelligence, basketball,
see which one's better.
Fighting, but even like card games, like, and every year, keep testing them. Uh-huh. And they're like, let's see.
What's the better choice.
Yeah.
Yeah. I will do that and then get rid of the real kid if he's fucked up.
You have to get rid of him, but maybe take away a privilege or two.
Guy, you got
to
go, man.
You lost this year. You get the smaller room.
All
your stuff moved downstairs and you have all of his stuff moved upstairs. Sorry, you get the smaller room.
That's hilarious.
They have to be the same age, though, and gender.
Yeah, I'm thinking I definitely want to do that. I would probably get a little older, though. Because foster kids who are like past the age of like maybe like 7 don't really get adopted. They just get fostered until they get pushed on.
Oh, nobody,
everybody wants a baby.
Nobody wants a 12-year-old.
Yeah, nobody wants a 12-year-old. And I'm like, if me and that 12-year-old connect and it's cool and we're like super cool, yeah, I'm going to adopt the shit out of it. I said adopt the shit out of it. It's funny.
All right. Well, cool, yeah. Monroe.
Any more questions? We're good?
No, that's all. Where can people reach you online and shit?
Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Monroe Martin the Third. Monroe Martin, I am the third.
I?
Yeah.
That's crazy, the third. That sounds so regal.
So fucking.
And you are an orphan and you're so yo, regal.
That was so, always my shit in life that it fucking annoyed me that I am the third and I don't have a relationship with neither of those dudes.
Somebody's like, I need my name to go on. Yo. But I don't care where it goes on.
Just yeah, I don't give a fuck. Right? Put it on that dog right there.
That's
that
crazy to have that Martin much pride in your son and then not just give him up.
Yeah. Monroe Martin, I is all that shit. And then my website is MonroeMartinComedy.com.
You have? Do you hate your dad or anything for giving you up? Or?
No, I don't hate. I don't hate him. I don't hate him at all. I don't talk to him though, because right. He's the same person. Apparently, him and my mom like reconnected, and he's like married.
They start fucking again.
But no, like he be trying to slide up in there. My mom will call me. My mom will lie, but then I know what she. I always know what she lies about. My mom lies about stealing money and all that shit. Yeah. Like, I can, like, if it's outside of that, she don't lie. So my mom was like, oh, yeah, I'm talking to your dad. He's trying to get me to come down to, like, D.C. and spend the weekend with him and this, that, and the third and blah, blah, blah. And then when I talk to him, he's like, oh, yeah, I talk to your mom. How's she doing? This, that, and the third. Or he'll be like, yeah, I spoke to her. Yeah, man, I'm going to see what I can do and this, that, and the third. And I feel like it's the same pattern. You're going to build her up and then knock fucking her knock her down. And I'm just like, I'm not going to let that back in my life.
Dude, you love saying this, that, and the third.
I love this, that, and the third.
You love it.
I love it. Can you call this episode this, that, and the third?
I might. Yeah. I might like call it Foster something, or maybe this, that, and the third. Maybe I'll call it this, that, and the third.
I say this, that, and the third.
You say it so much. And that last little piece, you like ramped up, like, we're almost done. Let me get some this, that, and the thirds in.
Yeah.
Before we're done. You got like five in there at the end, and you had like five the whole other time, too.
Yo, this, that, and the third. I don't know. It's an easy transition.
Yeah. You never heard this, that, and the other?
No.
Oh, yeah. That's a white people say. This, that, and the other?
Nah, that's too many words. I mean, not too many words, too many syllables.
It's one extra syllable.
That's still too many fucking syllables. The other?
The third. Five. Five is a limit. Yeah. Six is too much. Well, yeah. That is 20% more. I'll give you that.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you can see Monroe Martin all the time at the stand. He's on Twitter and Instagram and all that stuff. Thanks, buddy.
Yeah, thank you, man.
All right.
Appreciate it.
Black cat is bad luck. Bad guys wear black. Must have been a white guy who started all that. Make the gas face. For those little white lies. My expression to the mountain is blue eyes. Deform my face and shake my skull cap. Dismiss the myth that evil is not black but opposite spectrum. This done by red man with horns on his head. Lay down the ill plan, got all his helpers. Said make it snappy. Tell all the people that their hair can't be nappy. Blind and blue eyed. Skin hemorrhage, a disease created by leprosy. Don't speak of bleach, bend them to right. Say it was night, way before the light. Put aside spooks, search leaves a trace of setup correct with the effect of the gas face.
Boom, that's the episode, you guys. Thank you very much for tuning in. Don't forget, last chance to get tickets to see me in Monroe in Athens. That's not why I recorded this. I asked him after I recorded this. On January 4th in Athens, Georgia, I'm getting wanderlust again. I want to fucking get the fuck out. Maybe this fucking road will take care of it. Maybe getting on the road will take care of it. Australia's being added soon. I'll just tease it right now. Perth, Adelaide, Melbourne, Sydney, maybe Canberra, maybe Tasmania, maybe Cairns. And Brisbane, of course. All right. That's it, right? Oh, I don't know, man. After you heard that, maybe fucking be glad your mom didn't do drugs and fucking give you up. Maybe it's not that bad that she fucking annoys you. Maybe give her one of those, hey, mom, you're really annoying sometimes, but I just want you to know that I think you're better than someone who did a bunch of drugs and had to give me up. You know, when I yell at you, there's like a limit to what I'm saying. I don't mean like you're worse than somebody who fucking gave me up for drugs because drugs is more important than I was. I don't mean someone like that. I just mean I hate you, like, you know, like the rich white hate you. Not like actually hate you. It's amazing. He doesn't even sound like he hates his parents. He's just like, ah, she's gotten some drugs. It's weird when you can sort of see shit for the way it is, you know? You get to that point about anything in life where you just see it for what it is. Like, for instance, if the Cowboys fucking suck and they haven't won a goddamn playoff game in fucking 20-plus years, why do I keep following them when every single year they're just going to disappoint me either late in the season or – and usually late in a game, late in a season. Week 16, fuck up. Goddamn Bailey Best. God fucking fuck. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, that's it. Did you see the new Star Wars? Lame. They always go, no, but it's a kid's movie. I mean, they don't fucking, whatever, I'm not going to get into it. But they don't fucking finish scenes. They just like have somebody pop it out of a sewer and then you go, well, that was smelly. And like, what, you're not even going to show the sewer? Why'd you say, well, that was smelly then? Would you just market research all of this? It was like they didn't really care about you. They're just like going for some like, oh, this seems like a scene that would be in Star Wars, right? The whole excursion to that to get the codebreaker was pointless. Didn't even matter. That's not how they did anything. How did she get back on the Millennium Falcon? And the fucking pretty guy from Girls turns on his rule and then comes right back to like, well, no, just come join me. So I don't want to join you. Well, then I hate you too. Like, what? You were just on her side a second ago. Come on, man. I get what you were going for. You didn't pull it off. I like the Rogue One types. I like the independent ones because it seems like those can be more like realistic. It's like how people would actually act. They're trying to be funny too much when it's like, this is forced. You're like brushing shit off your shoulder. Like you're doing like acting class shit. You're not doing real shit. And why did fucking Luke Skywalker die at the end? That made no sense at all. You can't just, what, like, you haven't set that up. What do you mean he just disappears? What? What? Oh, it was too strenuous. I mean, you're guessing that, but why is that disappear into the ether? Come on, you guys, you know deep in your hearts. Ladies and gentlemen, that's the episode. I hope you have a good Christmas with your family. Get back there for a little bit. You're only back for a short time. And that's it. I'm going to leave you with my favorite Christmas song that I've always loved since fucking college. By the way, have you guys watched Rick and Morty? I am late to the party. The ones I have seen, of course. I just saw a random one with the when she gets locked in a the car while they go to another dimension. Pickle Rick. The very first one. Get Schwifty. And then the ones about the fucking multi-universal cable channels. And dude, I mean, if you know, then I'm sorry, you already know. But if you don't know, that's a good show. They fucking do it good. Get on it. Watch with a friend. Get high and watch with a friend. Sometimes you got to rewind because you're like, wait, I missed that joke. What? But it's fucking smart and funny. Ladies and gentlemen, that's it. Let's finish. Ari Shaffir, Skeptic Tank. Don't forget to get tickets to all my shows, right? I'll just run them down. This is just January, February, and the first week of March. Athens, Asheville, Denver, Foxwoods in Connecticut, Boston, Providence. Some of these are sold out, by the way, so fucking hurry up. Get on them. This is all memory. Philadelphia, Salt Lake City, Boise, Idaho, Seattle, Sacramento, Vancouver Renamed Storytelling Show, Denver's Renamed Storytelling Shows, Edmonton, done. Australia coming. Yes. Edinburgh coming. I'm still doing more, I'm adding more dates and shit, but like nothing yet. And then like, I think I'll do Scandinavia and Europe at the end of the year, like November, December. All right, ladies and gentlemen, Archie, episode, oh, I still didn't look up. 311, 312. Foster the Person with Monroe Martin III. Over and out.
Bah, humbug, that's too strong, cause it is my favorite holiday. But all this year's been a busy blur. Don't think I have the energy. Dread my already mad rush, just cause it's tis the season. The perfect gift for me would be completions and connections left from last year. Ski shop encounter, most interesting.
those trees, raise up cups of Christmas cheer. I just need to catch my breath. Christmas by myself this year. Count the picture, frozen landscape, chill this room for 24 days. Evergreen, sparkling snow, get this winter over with. Flashback to springtime, saw them again. Would have been good to go for lunch. Couldn't agree, we're both free. We tried, we said we'd keep in touch. Didn't, of course, till summertime. Out to the beach to his boat, could I join him? No, this time it was me. Sunburn in the third degree. Now the calendar's just one page, of course I am excited. Tonight's the night I've set my mind, I've been doing too much about it.
This one this year.